Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Fundraisers, because in ATS, when I talk to my fundraisers, they laugh.
They laugh at you?
Oh, yeah, because in ATS, guys, as you know, raises aren't very common anymore because they're cutting budgets.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking money off of us. We're losing a lot of things. We lost some of our good EAs last year to the budget. You know, it's not a good thing we have to lose our EAs that we desperately need in these classrooms, because without the EAs, you know, we won't be able to do things. I mean, it's not the teachers, too, I tell you that.
Matthew, why are we talking about budgets, buddy? Tell me
hey
what's
guys,
going
I'm
on
at,
in your
I'm
life.
I'm at Golden Pride with my bus driver. You guys can get songs, please?
Yes.
You're a Golden
no, this morning,
Pride with
you guys
your bus driver?
Here. Play a song by Amberlynn for Doug.
We literally just played it.
What if we played a Reliant K song instead?
That's cool.
That's what we'll do.
That's cool.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Right.
Have a good day.
You too.
All right.
Call me talk about budgets. That makes me sad.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. Good morning.
We have a good day planned, we hope.
We're pressing on.
Pressing on. My distress is going.
Do we want to put that song on? What do you want to do?
Let's do...
How about Softer to Me?
That's
I wish,
so old.
I wish life would be more softer to me.
Let's do Don't Blink. That's a good song. And it's newer.
I like that.
It's a good song.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. Guys, we got a big show today.
Yeah, we do. It's New Music Tuesday. Poema is coming in with our friend AJ Babcock, the bass player for House of Heroes.
I can't wait to get them all sick.
No.
Yeah.
You don't want to.
Yeah.
And Quality Tam Tuesday later on.
Quality Tam Tuesday.
It's going to be a good day.
Gosh.
We have some sweet jams for New Music Tuesday prepared for you.
That's good.
We'll see.
Thursday is Thanksgiving, so I feel like it's getting nearer and nearer and nearer.
Yeah.
Because, well, it really is.
We're going to play a few Christmas songs.
I am medicated, so I'm going to say such things as Thanksgiving is Tuesday, so I feel like it's getting nearer and nearer.
Yeah, it is. Mirror
such
and mirror.
Quality things. Like
that doesn't make
like
sense.
Like that.
But that's fine.
Okay, good. All right. This one going out to our boy, Matthew from Albuquerque.
It is Tuesday.
We got to get going. Steam off the morning party.
Now.
Static.
Here we go.
I'll have that party, and it'll be fun.
This is going to be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, because a Team Awesome Morning Party don't stop.
This show is so clever.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Hello.
Good mornings.
Today is November 25th. 1 month till Christmas.
What does it even mean?
1 month until Christmas.
Oh, that's what it means.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And Thanksgiving's a couple days from now.
Oh!
We're officially in the holidays.
It's good times.
The number of the day is 4.
That is the number of times I will be taking Mucinex today.
This is related to Indiana.
Indiana.
The dog.
The number of times the dog has peed in the carpet the last week.
The last 6 hours. No, it's...
I fixed that problem.
Seconds it takes for a dog to shake roughly 70% of the water from its fur. Four seconds. It's pretty cool.
I MacGyvered the situation last night, guys, and the dog didn't pee in the house. What?
Tell us about it. What'd you do?
Well, I got his bed, and I moved it into the downstairs guest bathroom.
Nice.
And his bed is just about the size of the downstairs guest bathroom.
Okay.
So there was nothing he could do. He couldn't go. He's not going to pee on his own bed.
Oh.
So he held it. So I got up this morning right at 5 and ran downstairs and opened it up, and he was like, "Hey, man! Hey! So good to see you! Please open the door!" And boom! And he was outside. That dude peed for like a minute.
Yeah.
And then he went back inside, and I gave him a treat and said, "Good boy." And then put him back on his bed in the bathroom. And
oh.
We're installing a doggy door this week.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good temporary solution.
Yeah, very temporary.
Let's take a look at the news. You guys have probably heard, but there was a lot of rioting in Ferguson, Missouri last night.
I heard. Yeah, she didn't go on stage. It was crazy.
I don't know.
Something about the Black Eyed Peas.
No, that's Fergie.
Right. And so there was like riots in the street because like...
I feel like that's almost right, but it's not at all. And not even close. They announced the verdict yesterday in the Mike Brown versus the Wilson guy.
Yeah.
And it's crazy over there right now. So if you have friends near St. Louis, you need to be praying for them and reaching out.
Not trying to be insensitive.
Don't be.
I was watching Gotham last night.
Oh,
the
yeah.
fall finale.
Yeah.
And they cut into the fall finale with the verdict. And it was that dude, mm-hmm. From CNN, whatever
yeah.
his name. And he like cut in and he was like, hey, here's the verdict. Get riled up, people. Let's get riled up, guys.
It did seem a lot like the media was trying to rile
absolutely.
People up. Because
absolutely.
You had like a split screen of Obama calling for peace and saying, people, come on. You know, but then like they're showing the riots. At this
yeah. It was insane.
And now, this morning, Ferguson is a smoldering city, according to CNN. And I saw some pictures from overhead. Crazy, crazy rioting. Just pray for the whole situation. You don't have to have friends there. Pray for everybody involved.
Yeah. Pray for our firefighters, the police officers, everybody in authority out there that are probably working OT now.
Yeah.
Putting out fires and trying to take care of everything. And they probably have the targets directly on them because they are in a position of authority.
And pray for the protesters. Yeah. I feel like violence is kind of senseless in this situation.
Yeah.
And especially now, we've got an EAS going right now. So who can hear it? Who can still hear
everybody
me?
Everybody on the app, online, everybody can
hear
us.
Okay, but when I record it for the podcast, you can't hear it.
Yeah.
You can't hear it when I record it for the podcast. Like, it just goes...
Good. That's good.
So that's fun. That's fun.
Good times.
Is it over? I think it's over.
Yeah, it was...
Okay. Weird. A woman in Iowa City who forgot her house key is under arrest after she got authorities to help her get inside her house, where police found pot plants and drug paraphernalia. Mm. Locked herself out of the house. Drug dealers are smart, Mitch. Very smart. Sarcasm, children. Sarcasm. The residents of Reading, Pennsylvania were up in arms because they thought the city's official Christmas tree was too ugly. It's an ugly tree. Why would you pick that one? Who picked that? Who picked that tree? Mm-hmm. Is there a city tree for Albuquerque? Mm-hmm. Who picks it?
Yes.
Who picks it?
It's in Old Town. Yes.
Who picks it? Does Mayor Barry pick it? I hope he's good at picking trees. If he needs any help, he needs to call me, because I'm really good at picking out Christmas trees. You're not, Mitch. I am. I am really good at picking out Christmas trees.
I'm the best.
You'll give him a call for me.
I go up in the attic every year, and I go, that one that we bought 12 years ago. And we pull it out, and
boo hiss.
Yeah.
Boo
whatever,
hiss.
You're probably going to be helping.
No.
Don't look at me.
Hey, that's not the way to get people to help
real
you with
tree?
Stuff.
Real tree, you guys? Oh, real tree. Real tree.
Yeah. Have you ever had a real tree?
Yeah.
What's
I
wrong
I grew
with
up
them?
With real trees. Nothing's wrong
you
with them.
You just got over it?
Yeah.
You've been there, done that?
Mm-hmm.
Lame.
Bah humbug. Bah humbug. You're talking to the guy who doesn't care about lights and decorations and all that crap. And then, like, Chrissy, remember last year?
Mm-mm.
Did you help me last year? No, you were gone last year. Last year it was like, all right, I'm going to take care of all of this because I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it right now.
And you did it.
I did.
That's cool.
Yeah. We have like 3 trees.
But you don't care about them?
No.
But you have 3?
Yeah.
Things aren't lining
married up. I'm married to someone who really cares
See,
about
I
Christmas.
Care. I like it a lot. I've actually thought and been worried about what we're going to do this year. Because I'm like, where am I supposed to put a tree in this stupid apartment?
Yeah.
I'll figure it out. There's always a way. I love Christmas trees so much. Yeah. Old Grinch over here, he doesn't know what to do. I love Christmas trees.
I enjoy my Christmas tree.
Okay. We're going to stop right now. Because you just told me for the past 5 minutes about how much you hate Christmas. And Christmas
I don't
trees.
Hate Christmas.
And you don't care. I don't care.
I don't care
I don't
about
care.
All the crazy decorations. You know
We've
what I care about?
5 minutes.
The candle.
Talking
I care about the cinnamon smelly candle.
We have spent 5 minutes talking
like
about
Christmas.
How much you don't care.
I don't care about that tree.
That tree doesn't care about
you. I have
3
trees.
3.
I have 3 trees.
You need to pick one and care about it.
No, they all go up.
So you care about them.
Yeah.
Experts say that around the world, the number one contraceptive is female sterilization. That's the number one. It's number one. We're number one. I didn't even know that was possible.
That's it. What?
Scientists are baffled by an increase in seals trying to mate with unsuspecting penguins.
Mm-mm.
Poor little penguins.
There's so many.
They've been watching too much TV.
Mm-hmm.
In the women's restroom at Boston's Logan Airport, a naked man fell through the ceiling. That's the most exciting thing I've ever read.
What was he doing?
You should ask him. He was probably looking for your Christmas tree.
He was up in the attic.
Researchers mapped
the
brain of a worm, created software from the data, then used the software program to operate a robot worm made of Legos.
That's cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Hey, producer Doug, find more about that Lego story.
Yeah. Just not even listening.
Science is working on a way to detect counterfeit money by simply blowing on it. If an image appears, the money's good. That's kind of cool. Men in China who want to get an idea what their pregnant wives are experiencing can visit a hospital where they can get hooked up to a machine that will deliver electronic shocks to the abdomen. I don't want that. I did feel the baby kick yesterday for the first time.
Which is pretty amazing.
It was okay. I feel like it gets hyped up.
No, dude, just wait.
I feel like it's a hype machine. You know, people
like
are like,
Christmas
oh,
trees.
the baby gets kicked. Oh, the kid kicks people.
Just wait.
And then I'm waiting for it to kick and you just barely feel it. And you're like, that baby, was that a kick or was that a gas bubble?
Come like week 38, it freaks you out. Because the baby's like, blowing bubbles on the inside of the dummy and like trying to escape.
You hate Christmas.
I hate Christmas.
And babies just don't interest me.
No. We hate Christmas and babies, guys. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yeah. Hawaii's Island Air accidentally sent its pilots their bonus checks too early, and now they want them returned. I bet those pilots are pretty stoked. That's not
how
good.
How early? Early is too early?
I'm guessing that it's their Christmas bonus, and they've already gotten them.
Okay.
So that's pretty early. Hmm. Top movie at the weekend box office was the latest Hunger Games movie. And it did.
Disappointing.
It came in at lower expectations.
Disappointing. That movie was terrible. Yeah. So bad. I haven't seen it yet.
I like it when you talk about stuff you don't know about.
Yeah, I don't know about it.
In the British House of Lords, there is a commission designed to establish what rules need to be in place to govern the use of drones. Same thing's happening here in the U.S., with the FAA making some proposals that drone operators would need a commercial pilot's license. The FAA's rules would dictate that all drones, no matter what their size and weight, must be operated by someone who has a commercial pilot's license. They must also remain under 400 feet and be within sight at all times and can only fly during the day. Remote-controlled model aircraft do not need any source of license, and as long as they operate under 400 feet and are kept within sight, they're good.
I saw a crazy helicopter.
Yeah?
When we were... Well, I was standing in line for the Foo Fighters thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's desert because that's where the amphitheater is. And there was this crazy cool piloted helicopter. And it was like you could see the smoke coming out the back. So it was like, well, that's not like radio powered. That's gasoline, yo,
gasoline.
Or whatever.
So it was like a model.
It was cool, yeah. And the pilot guy on the ground had, you know, it was like this big.
Yeah, huge controller.
Huge controller. It was amazing.
My Uncle John used to fly model airplane things, and he got a brand new one, and it was Thanksgiving.
Oh, no.
And we went out to the park to fly it, and he flew that thing straight into a tree, and it broke apart, and that was it. One flight. He had spent hundreds of dollars on that thing. And he was really good at it, apparently, because my dad had gone with him to fly him. And it was just like, oh, man.
Yeah.
That was a big bummer. It was funny. Uncle John, you wasted money on that plane. Duh. Duh. It's lonely at the top.
Mm-hmm.
I ought to know.
Yeah.
No, Mitch. Or at least it is for women. A new study from the University of Texas at Austin suggests holding a position of power with weighty responsibilities increases symptoms of depression in women, but diminishes them in men. So if you're a man and you're rocking, you're at the top of the corporate ladder. You're like, yeah, this is where I'm supposed to be. But women are like,
One is the loneliest number.
One is the loneliest number that you ever
Mitch will never feel that. It's okay.
Oh, it's okay, Mitch. I'll tell you more good news. There's more cost-cutting planned at Sears Holdings through the end of this year and the beginning of next year. This news shouldn't surprise anyone, but the total has increased to 39 Sears stores, 70 Kmart stores, along with one Sears distribution center, one Kmart distribution center, and three Sears repair centers closing by early 2015.
Whoa.
Yeah. 70 Kmart. I wonder if that Kmart over there on Carlisle is going to close.
Probably. I feel like that thing's closed like three times.
That's the only Kmart I've ever seen, like, still functioning.
Open? Yeah.
There was one in Nashville, but they closed that joker down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, Kmart.
I was never a Kmart guy. Were you ever?
I liked Kmart because they had a bigger selection of Power Rangers toys.
That's awesome.
Yep. That's why I liked Kmart. That was the whole reason.
Man.
Different toy. I judged department stores by toy aisles.
See, and I did too. That and video game section. And yeah. Kmart, their video game section always sucked.
Really?
Yeah.
I never checked that. I didn't like KB toys. Do you remember KB?
Oh, yeah.
They were so expensive.
Super expensive.
Everything there was expensive.
Yeah.
Toys R Us was always my favorite because it was like the Shangri-La of toy stores.
Ooh.
It was wonderful.
You just used Shangri-La.
Shangri-La.
Mm.
A project on crowdfunding site Indiegogo hopes to put phone chargers and batteries in a place that's convenient for all you pants wearers out there. I don't know anything about that. A belt and a buckle. The XOO belt is a simple idea. There's a flexible battery built into the buckle with a charging cable that magnetically attaches to the inside of the belt when not in use. The battery is made up of six thin layers, each slightly overhanging the one below, allowing for flexibility. If your device needs a top-up when you're out and about, you just pull the cable down and let it drape into your pocket. You can charge your phone with your belt buckle.
That's crazy!
And it holds up your pants for no extra charge.
I like that.
That's pretty good. If your pants fall down and you're in public, that tends to be embarrassing for some people.
Truth.
Not really for me. I'm all good. I just wear a nice belt.
Well, that's tomorrow's all. No Pants Wednesday, so we don't even have to worry about pants.
No Pants Wednesday!
Woo!
How you feeling?
Good.
How's your nose?
Awesome!
A video of a man having live maggots removed from his nose by a doctor in India has gone viral. Nearly 300,000 people have watched the clip of the procedure. The condition is called myiasis. I don't know. That's not the correct pronunciation. M-Y-I-A-S-I-S. A parasitic infection of fly larvae, which generally occur in tropical and subtropical climates. Flies lay eggs in an untreated or open sore, and when the eggs hatch, the maggots begin eating the surrounding tissue.
Oh my god.
The patient in this case was a 55-year-old man who ended up having 50 maggots removed from his sinuses during the 2-hour procedure. 50 maggots up in your face.
You know
face.
Why that was?
Why?
Because he was picking his nose. My mom always told me if you play in the dirt and
you
then
get
pick
worms.
Your nose, you get worms.
Yep.
Yeah.
I heard that too. Except for me, it was attached with eating your boogers. If you're a kid out there and you eat your boogers, you're going to get worms in your stomach. It's probably already happening.
It's probably true.
It's happening right now in your stomach. Do you feel that? Those are maggots.
Yep.
Little worms in your tummy, kid.
Stop picking your nose and
eating it. Stop picking your nose and eating it.
Gosh, booger kid.
Wipe it on the bottom of your shoe.
What?
Like an effective adult. A New Hampshire woman was arrested after a game of Monopoly turned violent. Police say Alyssa Ferraro and her boyfriend were playing the game when they got into an argument and she slapped him in the face. He was not hurt, but she was arrested and charged with domestic violence-related simple assault.
You know what they needed to do?
What's that?
Call the Monopolies.
The Monopolies?
Yes.
Go to jail.
The Monopolies.
You go to jail right now.
Okay.
And you do not collect $200.
But it was really good.
And finally, a cesspool filled with excrement has exploded in central China, injuring 15 people and knocking down a building.
Ugh.
That's a big pile of poop.
Yeah.
A blast was apparently sparked by a local man burning waste close to the cesspool, igniting methane gas, which was emanating from the pit. The incident caused a residential building to collapse, and three of the injured have been hospitalized.
Gosh.
I want to make so many poop jokes, but I can't.
I know, right? Yeah.
Because they mostly involve a word that I'd get fired
for. Exactly. Well, it was a pit.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. Let's take a look at traffic.
Gosh.
Poop jokes. They never get old.
They never do.
It's true. Construction I-25 in Paseo is open now. It opens at 6 a.m. every morning. If you're like us, you look forward to that moment when they move the barrels and then you can just drive wide open and free on Paseo.
Wide open spaces, man.
Wide open spaces.
See, I am the emperor. I knew he was going to do that.
He did. Road construction. Roadway reduced to 2 lanes. Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That's your look at traffic because now it's time to move on to something that we hope is going to work.
Yes.
Because yesterday.
Birthdays with Mitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's you can bad. Hear me.
I can.
How are my levels?
Oh.
Am I okay?
Ugh.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Your voice is a little hot.
Thank you.
No.
Okay.
I meant volume level. I'm sorry, everyone. I apologize.
Good morning.
Whatever.
Today is day 329 of 2014. There are 36 days remaining. We are 1 month out from Christmas.
Yeah!
1 month. And hold on, I want to go back to this whole Christmas thing.
Yeah.
You love Christmas?
I love Christmas.
But when you... Okay, here's the thing. When you get into like Christmas decorating mode, you are the worst.
Me?
And I never want to decorate with you again.
Good. Because I want to get the job done.
Yeah. Not okay.
Tell the people what happened last year.
Oh my gosh. Can I just tell you what happened last year?
I just asked you to.
So we're putting up these lights and we're really, really stoked because we put up Christmas lights around the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Really excited. And he just gets into focus go mode. He's mm-hmm. like, okay, give me a tack. Why aren't you doing your job? Give me a tack. I need to tack up this light. You are so mean that I went into the room and shut the door and let you put up the lights alone.
And I did it.
Wow.
It was awful.
And it was magnificent when it was finished.
I'm never doing that again.
Good. Because this year you have to do it by yourself.
Good. By myself without you.
Sounds good. I'll do it this year. I will.
No.
Yes, I will work together with you. I will work together.
I don't trust you. What made this song famous?
I don't know the song.
It's Iron and Wine, Flightless Bird.
Is it about the dodo that went extinct?
Yeah, exactly. Actually, it was made famous quote unquote in that Twilight movie.
I don't know.
Which one?
We've never seen Twilight.
I've seen all of them, man. I've read the books and I hated every moment of it.
You read the books?
Yeah, I read the books. Yes, I did.
Well, the best part of Twilight movies, just so you know, Billy Burke. It's his birthday. He played the dad.
Oh.
What else is he in?
He's in a bunch of stuff, though.
Wait, he played Charlie?
Yeah, he's in a bunch of stuff.
You knew his name?
Yeah.
She got you. No, I read those stupid books. I really did.
Those are so much better than Hunger Games, right? Am I right, guys?
Stop
right
it
here.
Right now.
Right there?
I'm cut not it giving out. You
Harry Potter, nothing. Twilight
put
all
that,
day,
put
man.
That right now.
Nope. Leave.
Right. Okay.
I'm not giving you a high five. That's a rejection of friendship. I would not be taking care of you if I gave you a high five.
Whatever. More like Twilight of the World. Am I right? High five right there. No? Better than Lord of the Rings.
I feel like.
I'll tell you that much.
I feel like even Dawn wouldn't give you a high five for that.
Nobody would give you a high five for that.
I hope not, unless you're like a 12-year-old girl that says dazzles too much. Yeah.
Does she say dazzles a lot?
Oh, it's the worst! I got through
dazzles?
New Moon.
Oh. No, I finished them.
Is that what was called? New Moon, the second one?
Yeah,
the third one.
I got through the second one. That's it. I couldn't do it.
I got through the third one.
She says dazzles. She says Edward dazzles her like every other sentence.
I'm not proud of reading those books.
She was a terrible writer.
But here's the thing. I'll say this. The one glimmer of hope with those books is that it makes reading Harry Potter or the Hunger Games series, or even
the dictionary,
even Brody's books. It makes them seem so much better.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, yeah.
So much more well.
What a talented writer this person is.
This person.
See, now the song's over.
This don't let the pigeon drive the bus author is incredible.
So good.
Give them the Pulitzer.
Yeah.
Compared to Twilight,
Stephanie.
Yeah.
Stephanie Meyer. this dude is 47.
51.
He's 48.
Ayo.
Hey!
Ayo.
From
Matthew Broderick.
No. Mm-hmm. From Clear Eyes commercials.
What?
Clear Eyes.
Yeah, I heard. Oh.
Bueller, yes. Bueller. Ben Stein.
Ben Stein.
There you go. How old is he today?
67.
He's 71.
Today, Ben Stein is 70.
Oh!
Oh! Maybe next time.
So close.
From I Lived in the White House, famous, and I have a twin sister, and it's also her birthday.
The Bush sisters.
Yes, Barbara and Jenna Bush.
Barbara and Jenna.
Nice.
How old are they today?
Ooh.
Hot.
Hot is an age? They are 31.
What did you just say? Why?
31.
Why did that?
31!
What did you just say?
Say an age, Steve.
33.
They are 33 today.
Yeah, you knew.
I may
know
may
a lot about those
that.
Girls.
Did you follow them closely? Is that what you're telling me right now? Did you follow them closely?
Hey, man. Hey, I just wanted to be part of the W family, you know? I just love that guy.
So. Oh, my gosh. From I Sing a Bunch of Christian Songs, famous and...
Wait, I know this. Be quiet.
El Shaddai, Amy Grant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amy Grant.
What do you think about Amy?
I think she dissed me at GMA one year.
Yep.
And I loved her.
Let me tell you one of the funniest stories I've ever heard about Amy Grant. Dawn played a show. Firefly played a show with Amy Grant. It was like a Franklin Graham thing. And she was so excited. And then I said, what was it like? Because she was there and I was somewhere else in the country. And she was like, well, Amy Grant came out on stage and started hula hooping. And nobody really understood. Like during her set, during Amy Grant's set, she just started hula hooping with these kids or something. So needless to say, Dawn was a little disappointed.
Yeah.
But my mom used to listen to Amy Grant. I was a huge fan.
You know who else is a huge fan of Amy Grant?
Huh.
Seth Farmer.
Man, we went to GMA, and I booked an interview with Amy Grant, and I was really excited, and then they found out we didn't play Amy Grant music, and they thought I was going to like try and mock her, do something lame, and they totally canceled the interview on me.
It takes a little time sometimes, man.
Sorry.
I don't want to meet her anymore.
I know.
Really? Yeah. Are you lying to me?
No.
I feel like you might want to. See, now the song's over, and I have to start it over again.
51.
She is 46.
Today... I'm just going to go and stop this today. Amy Grant is 54.
Ah! 54?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder she didn't want to hang out with you, man.
Mm-hmm.
She's like 10 years your senior.
10 years.
I'm starting this again.
Ed O'Neill.
No.
Katie Sagal.
No.
Oh, is this Married with Children?
Christina
Applegate.
Yes.
From Anchorman.
There you go.
Yeah.
Married with Children, Christina Applegate.
I don't know how that, I couldn't
Christina
say
Christina Applegate. Veronica Corning.
Wow, dude. It is like a day of dreams, guys.
Day of dreams.
Day of dreams.
Day of dreams.
She's 46.
She's 43.
Christina Applegate is 43 years old today.
Nicely done.
Great job.
It was a guess.
This coldies is terrible.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that a coldies? You know how you're supposed to eat coldies is...
What?
You don't chew it, and then you can't have anything to drink for 15 minutes after you're done with it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you're not allowed to.
I'm spitting this out.
No, stop. It's good for you.
I want one.
Terrible.
It's filled with zinc.
They're in the thingy.
I'll get one. All right, let's continue, Mitch.
Oh, snap. Percy Sledge.
Mm-hmm.
Percy Sledge, guys.
What's he about to sing?
You crank this girl.
Crank it.
In a man. He does crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
He says crazy things. He does crazy things. He can't keep his mind.
It's because he's an artist.
It's because he loves her so much.
Talking about the man who loves the woman.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the artist.
Okay. Two different pages.
She can do no wrong, guys.
You haven't seen Mockingjay.
It's true.
Stop it! You are the ruiner of life.
How old is Percy Sledge today?
You go.
66.
68.
Today, Percy Sledge is 74 years old.
Nice.
Dude, that song.
It's a beautiful song.
It is pretty good. On this day.
Are we done with birthdays?
Yeah, we're done with birthdays.
Cool.
Dynamite!
Alfred Nobel. Noble? Patented dynamite.
You got that.
Patented.
Okay, well, they used that in the train robbery for... the Lone Ranger, so obviously it was like pre-1800s.
And they were blowing up mountains so they could build trains. Or railroads.
I got those to wake up.
No, you can do
it. Stop it! No! He doesn't want to take care of himself.
I know. Okay.
Everything is numb.
I want to try one of those.
Ugh.
Okay, so...
happened on this day, back in what year?
They invented TNT.
Patented dynamite.
Patented it. Okay.
Patented. Why can't I say that?
I don't know.
Patented.
Patented it.
Got it.
Okay. Got it.
All right.
Nailed it.
Trademarked it.
They trademarked it. You just patented it.
Patented
it. Okay. So, 1801.
1792.
1867.
Oh. Nice.
On this day, in what year, the first play-by-play broadcast of a football game was aired in College Station, Texas, between the University of Texas Longhorns and Texas A&M Aggies in Austin? What year, guys?
1936. Wait, did you say televised?
I think she said aired.
Broadcast.
Broadcast.
So it could be radio. I'm still saying 36.
1910.
1920.
Sports.
After 24 years, Disneyland Main Street Electrical Parade ended on this day in what year?
Bet my mom knows this. She's sending me. They've already decorated. They've already decorated for Christmas. She's sending me pictures.
Oh.
I'm saying 02. Oh, man. Did y'all ever see that? No.
Disneyland.
Disneyland, yes. Not world.
Yes.
You don't know much about this place, but you have been.
Thank you. Thank you for reminding me. 91.
The year was 1996.
Ah.
And the number one song for today.
Yes. The Bodyguard.
Should stay. Yeah.
Whitney Houston.
Oh, we know.
I'm going to say 1990. Who wrote the song, y'all?
Dolly Parton.
Dang it. You're too fast.
I actually knew that because you asked me that like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's because I was jamming.
1992. I'll think
of you. The year? 1992.
Oh, nicely done. Nicely done.
This is National Farm City Week. It's National Bible Week. It's National Game and Puzzle Week. International Hat Day today.
Mm.
It's National Eat with a Friend Day.
Word.
Ready for this?
We're really going to do that. It's National Eat with a Friend Day. We're going to eat with all of our friends tonight.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
Yep. All of them.
Except for Doug and Shannon.
Yeah.
And probably not the Bransfords.
Maybe, I don't know, it depends. We make sure everyone's healthy, yo.
It's only our Thanksgiving dinner, and you're supposed to bring the cranberry.
I made cranberry.
She made it.
I made it.
I saw a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked that picture.
I know.
It wasn't even a good picture, and I still liked it because of the content.
You need to just listen to this song, okay?
Did you just dedicate this song to me?
No, listen.
Even when you're a jerk.
Just listen to me sing it.
Listen to Teo sing it.
All right. We both know I'm not what you...
That's him singing. You need. You guys are both singing and I'm not.
We'll always love you.
We got a great show today. It is New Music Tuesday. We're excited about that. We got Poema coming in studio with our boy AJ. Strong. That's how we do. Right around the corner, a lot of new music for you.
That's right.
This is CMOS Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
It's a time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Makes me happy.
Yeah, so what?
I'm learning, guys.
Good.
I'm learning stuff about things and whatnot.
That's right.
For New Music Tuesday.
Uh-oh, I need to refresh this or something and whatnot.
Why?
Because look, it's not going to let me.
Okay, here's the deal. How did we do it last week? However you did it last week is the way we're going to have to do it this week as well.
Yeah.
So, the two songs that are in the locals' rule spots are not actually locals' rule.
Oh, okay.
They're in there for another reason.
Okay.
And we don't have to play them first because they sound similar, so we can mix them in. We can play that very, very first one first. We're talking about insider knowledge, guys.
Super insider.
Super insider knowledge. It's New Music Tuesday. Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. So we hope that you're ready to participate because we need you.
Yeah.
And we hope you're in the Christmas spirit because we're going to play a few Christmas songs.
Yeah.
And we will be.
I knew there was something about you I liked, Tao.
Every Tuesday until Christmas.
Mm.
And then we're going to keep doing it until Easter. We're going to keep playing Christmas songs until Easter.
I like it.
Because I don't care what you guys say. Yo.
Is that email song finally?
Yes.
Okay.
And
man.
Surprised because very good.
Word.
Yeah.
All right. It makes me happy. So I'm assuming we're going to start up here.
Yes, we're going to start
this
with that
great.
Guy.
We, of course, have some friends coming in studio here very soon.
We
so.
Do.
We will definitely get to that coming up, but we kick off New Music Tuesday with the band We Are Vessel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the song.
Well, we got a couple of tracks from Nashville.
Okay.
Actually, a few. This is one of those. This it's a band called We Are Vessel.
All right. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think about all the new music. It's New Music Tuesday on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Yes, you will.
No, I will not.
You will not be contained.
We Are Vessel.
Oh,
solo.
Oh, there's a solo.
Can't be contained.
Leonard very, very classily puts it, I like it, but not for me.
There you go.
Bill says, sounds like something out of Nashville. Bill was also telling me that Amy Grant is the bomb. Did you hear that key change that just happened?
Yeah.
The funny thing about this band... And this song's called Can't Be Contained, and it's We Are Vessel. This band is from Blackshear, Georgia. Blackshear, Georgia is where High Flight Society is from. For real. Blackshear is a... No, wait. No, 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 no. They are not from Blackshear, Georgia. Blackshear, Georgia is where somebody that worked with me at that dumb camp in Mountain Air, they were from Blackshear, Georgia. That's what it is.
Ugh.
I knew there was some weird association with this band. That's exactly what it is. Blackshear, Georgia.
That sounds like John Bovey.
Yeah.
The fake ripoff band of Bon Jovi.
It does. It sounds like a Christian parody band of
Bon Jovi.
Lisa says, are you playing this at a slower speed? No, we're not.
No, that's really how it sounds, guys.
Phoebe says, I feel like this is trying to be anthem music mixed with Creed.
Oof.
Doesn't quite work. Sorry, fellas. Casey says, no thanks. And Matthew says, he doesn't think it's that bad.
All right. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. We'll keep it going.
Yeah.
Where are we headed next, my friend?
Let's do... Should we do a Christmas song? No, let's do one more, and then we'll do a Christmas song. All right. Let's play this Newport band. This is a song called Echo. And this band, this is like a worship band.
Okay.
This actually was sent to us, I think, by their radio promoter or whatever. But yeah, the band is Newport, and the song is Echo.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Newport, Echo, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think about the jams.
Cannot find that band on Facebook or anything. I keep looking up Newport Echo single.
Yeah.
And I'm getting real estate listings. Straight up. It's like Newport, Connecticut.
They're not real.
Echo Street. Single apartment.
Static!
Wireless customer with mobile number.
Whoa!
5-0-5.
No, okay. Turn it on! No, we
six,
can't!
6-2-9.
No,
seven,
no, no.
7
no.
Oh. Somebody was trying to call us.
Who was?
I don't know.
Somebody was.
With mobile number.
Oh, okay. So Leonard says, this is what I picture, and now I can't stop laughing. He put up a picture of Carlton dancing.
Nice!
Deep says perfect. Bill says started okay, but that voice auto-tuned meh.
Yeah.
Alyssa says Barry. Thebe says he's tapping his toes. Please make it stop. Laura says Air One and K-Love should know about this. Send it to them.
Ooh.
Winky face.
Oh.
Casey says Barry. Stefan says pass. And Matthew says not bad.
Okay. Not bad?
Not bad.
Okay. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Keeping it going with the next band.
Yeah. Okay, Sheridan. This band actually has members of another band called Voda. So if you've ever heard of Voda, some of those guys are in this band. This is not like a worship or Christian focus type thing. This is just a making pop rock music and singing about whatever.
There you go.
So this is their first song, I believe.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Darling tries to paint pictures and hang them upon her.
Sheridan, everything feels right. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Welcome to New Music Tuesday, your chance to vote on all the jams.
Yeah.
Tell us what you think. Whoa!
Have you heard from the
Loud
girls?
I'm obnoxious. I have not.
I'll text AJ in a minute. All right, Thebe says, is it so wrong for men to sound like men? Laura says, it's okay, dig. Casey says, no thanks. Leonard says, this is not my melody. Bill says, love Voda, not this, though. And Matthew says, maybe, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's like the rocket summer started smoking. Stefan says, it's okay, but there's nothing in the song that sets it apart from most other slow pop songs.
Yeah.
Barry.
All right.
Yeah, Cassie says she could dig it. It's not too bad. Oh, AJ just texts.
All right.
They're parking.
Nice.
Sweet.
Keeping the music going on your New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think about all of the music.
Let's do a Christmas song.
All right.
Okay, so this band, when I was younger, I worked at Lifeway, and it's kind of when Christian music was like a big deal. And there was a band called Small Town Poets that was pretty good. And they were never huge, but they made some waves or whatever. And then they kind of broke up, I guess.
Yeah.
But they recently put out a new Christmas song. This came out of nowhere.
All right. Small Town Poets, the song is Christmas Time Again. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
On earth, goodwill to men. It's Christmas time again.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Small Town Poets, Christmas time again. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Phone lines are like jamming up for that Christmas song.
Let's
Static. Hello.
Hello.
Cool, man. Yeah.
Anybody?
I like it.
Are you there?
It's good. Strong opinion.
Strong opinion.
People keep calling. What? Static.
Dig it. Totally dig it. Now I have to fix my eye makeup before I go into work.
Oh,
that,
man.
The
Did
last
you cry?
Part of the song just got me.
Oh,
the
amazing.
First part, the reference to Nat King Cole was great, and I'm all happy and getting nostalgic, and then I cried when they picked Grandpa up.
Oh, there you
it's
go.
It's nice. It's Christmas.
It is Christmas. So there you go. All right. Well, thanks for chiming in.
Yeah, we got
have a good day.
Thank you so much. All we got an email. Somebody says they think it's amazing.
All right.
I think
it's Christmas.
They could have sent that.
It's Christmas time.
I don't know when they sent that. All right. Let's see. Casey says you had me at Let's Play a Christmas Song.
Yeah.
Counterpoint. Leonard says no. Can't you wait until next week for this? It's not even Thanksgiving. Other than that, I like it.
No, we can't wait.
And then Bill says I love you, Leonard. Thebe says Cole.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, guys. We had to start today. Honestly, we could have started a month ago because so many people have put out new Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, we got two more Christmas songs. We got a new Family Force 5, and we've got a House of Heroes Christmas song, and AJ from House of Heroes is here.
Yes,
he's gonna
dude.
Talk about it.
It'll be good.
AJ is the bass player for House of Heroes. He lets me go on the road and play in his place, and we're going to talk about that today.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about how he is my friend. So there. Stefan says he saw Small Town Poets at the first Freedom Fest.
Whoa!
That he went to. They were pretty good. This song is a little cheesy, but hey, it's Christmas.
It's definitely a cheesy Christmas song.
Yeah. Thebe says he can never jump on the Small Town Poets bandwagon. However, this is a solid entry for a Christmas song. Bring on everything Christmas!
Yes!
To which Bill replies, meaningless. Everything is meaningless. And Bill says he's turning the volume down. It's not even Thanksgiving yet. Oh, whatever. Matthew says, I mean, it's a Christmas song. So... And he wrote, blah, blah, blah. I think it's a great Christmas song.
I do, too.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah?
We're talking to you.
Talking to you on the phone.
You are on the radio.
Oh, I say dig.
Thank you.
There you go. Thanks for the
Thank you so much for calling.
Man, a few words.
Very many words.
I say dig.
I say dig.
All right.
Oh, I say dig. Yes. Thank you.
Where you want to go next, buddy?
Okay, let's see. Blah, 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 blah. Let's do... We've had a listener write in and request something from Levi Weaver
for weeks on end.
Weeks on end, and I have kept forgetting about it until yesterday, and I was like, wait a second. Who's that person that keeps emailing us?
Yeah.
So, today, for you, Rebecca, I think that's who it is, or Becca somebody, they asked for Hear You Say My Name. They asked for a few songs from Levi Weaver, so I picked this one.
There you go.
And this is for you.
Yeah, you better dig
it. So you better, if you don't chime in immediately.
And now everybody else has to tell us what they think, because she's been like putting the pressure on, man. Yeah. So by the time we finally had a chance to listen to it, we're skewed.
Skewed.
Tell us what you think. Levi Weaver, Hear You Say My Name. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
I believe I've seen a ghost. I believe he's in my skin. I need to hear it from your chest. I need it pounding on the drums where all these demons try to rest.
Levi Weaver, Hear You Say My Name. Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Welcome to New Music Tuesday with Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hey!
Man!
Let's see what people had to say about that one.
All right.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Bill says, didn't grab him. Brian says, sure, why not? Thebe says, yes. Matthew says, what to heck is this? Ew, no, go away, please. Jeanette said, I like it, dig. Sean says, a solid dig. Mateo, why? Why not? Kyra says, dig it. Laura says, sweet, thanks to the person who requested this song. Stefan says, this is pretty rad, dig. And Alyssa says, cool, yeah, totally dig.
Word. All right.
We have some guests in the studio.
We do. You know what? You guys get your own mic now.
Huh?
Well, where is it?
Where is it?
Are you there?
Hey.
Yay!
Is this the mic?
That's the one!
You guys did it.
Okay, so right now, we have L from Poma.
Hey.
Poma. And then we have AJ from House of Heroes and Secret Club.
And
Poma.
Yeah.
Because he's going to play with him.
That's right.
He's playing with
him. That's right.
So
All-Star cast.
All-Star cast.
Amazing. Welcome to Albuquerque.
Thank you.
And the show and all that.
Not you. You live here.
Go away. You don't even count. No, you count now. I guess you've been here. I guess you've been here long enough, or away long enough that now it's like visiting.
Yes, so thank you.
That's weird.
It is weird. I was longing for New Mexico.
Were you?
I actually was. I love it here. I've taken a lot of pictures, which is so weird because I grew up here.
Right.
But I came back and I'm like, ooh, the mountains. Ooh, a yucca.
What's a yucca?
What?
Haven't encountered a yucca.
Okay. Yes, you have.
What is it?
All the time.
It's that weird, like, flowery, like, spiky cactus thingy.
Yeah. But it's not a cactus. It's like it's a yucca.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyways. Is this your first extended stay in the ABQ, AJ?
I guess it is my first day past, like, 2 days.
Yeah.
I was telling the girls when we drove up here that 10-ish years ago, I woke up in a van in this parking lot.
Oh, that's right!
And I was like, whoa, this is a big church. Yeah. What is this? Yeah. Where am I? And it was also a Sunday morning, so it was just like, it was like this weird experience where you wake up, and there's just all these people going to church, and you're in a parking lot, and you haven't showered in like 3 weeks or whatever. But yeah, so I've been here before, but it's been a while.
That was like, was that Freedom Fest? That was for Freedom Fest, wasn't it? Long, long ago.
Maybe. I feel like it was a thing called the Extreme Tour.
Oh my God. Oh,
and it was the worst.
That
and
was
I have no problem
bats.
Saying it was the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably more than 10 years
ago. And then, but we played Waverly and House Heroes. We all played a Freedom Fest together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Blindside.
We had you guys out when it was just you, Colin, and Tim, and Mercedes Baby was the single on M88.
Dude, yeah.
I remember that. For Freedom Fest, it was at Cliffs Amusement Park.
Yeah, that was the first House of Heroes record.
I think.
I totally remember that show. That was a really fun show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was way back in the day.
Way
back. Gosh. We're so old.
I know. These Poma girls were just
gray in our beard. What the crap?
They had braces then.
Oh, man. I didn't think they had braces.
I got my braces. Yeah.
That's awesome.
We're probably waiting in line for an autograph.
Oh, man. That's the jokes I get constantly. Yeah. Around this too. Like, oh, cool, yeah.
Hey, at least you get jokes. Everybody's like, who's Waverly?
Oh.
Thanks, guys.
Come on. It's not that bad.
It is that bad.
Everybody knows Waverly.
It is that bad.
People love Waverly.
He's looking up Waverly right now.
I'm not looking up Waverly. I was just putting
Google
music
search,
back
who
on.
Is Waverly?
Yeah. And they always spell it wrong. So, okay, so you guys are playing. We can't really talk about where it's happening.
Well, as long as we can talk about it, as long as you don't mention cost or anything, right?
Okay.
Is it a free show? I'm assuming not.
No.
Okay. It's the opposite of that.
It's the opposite,
opposite
of free.
Factual information.
But you guys are in town playing a couple gigs.
There are two shows.
Yeah. Multiple shows.
Yeah. I mean, info is on the web.
There is one tonight, and there is one tomorrow night.
Yes.
Yeah.
And AJ is playing bass.
Heck yeah.
And they are here in Albuquerque. And we'll post all the info on our Facebook.
Yeah, we're excited for that. So we'll definitely post it. What have you guys been up to music-wise? Working on new stuff?
Yeah, we just finished a music video for our new single. And I got the final mix back. And I don't know, we're super pumped for it.
I finally have something to say. I feel like
get on the microphone!
Every time you guys ask that, sorry. I have a quiet voice.
I know you do. She's going to like push it into you. Oh, you don't have headphones on, so you can't even hear your little mouse-ness.
Sorry, I came in here late, so.
It's okay.
Anyways. I feel like every time we come in here, we don't have anything to share. We're like,
who cares?
We're working on it.
Yeah.
For like 2 years.
And now you actually have something to share.
We finally have something, yeah. Whew, we did it.
You guys did it.
We did it.
We're really excited.
We did it.
We're really hard. Slow workers.
So you guys are rocking a music video for a single I still haven't even heard yet?
Yeah.
Huh. Cool, man. No, that's not messed up at all.
You can definitely hear it. You can finally hear it.
Okay, good.
That's cool.
That's good.
Yeah.
For a brand new project... Is this the project that you've been teasing for 2 years?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, for the better part of 2 years, yeah.
So that's cool. So music video project. Now, when's the record going to release?
It's going to be early next year. We don't have a song. We don't have a hard date.
Okay.
Yeah.
No hard date yet.
We still have one more song to finish. So.
Okay.
We have 4 out of 5 done. So.
So Elle was talking about taking stupid amounts of pictures of New Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Are you still... NM homegirl, or has Tennessee kind of taken over your guys' hearts?
No, like I was thinking about it, like as we were driving up, I was like, I need to get a New Mexico tattoo.
Yes,
this is like my heart. This is my heart. You know, like raised here. You get inked. I don't know. I think going to Tennessee for a while, you're like, oh yeah, this is my home. Like you kind of it kind of just takes over when it's new and exciting. But like this is like my roots. You know?
Yeah, roots. So maybe you get like the Z symbol, but like roots coming down on the bottom of the.
I was thinking of just getting the exact same tattoo as Elle. What do you think? I haven't talked to her. I haven't talked to her about this.
Yes.
Well, this is really completely exclusive to me. I have a Z symbol tattoo. I'm not going to allow that.
It is exclusive in this room. I've been trying to get a Zia symbol. We were talking about this yet. I'm trying desperately to get one, and my wife won't let me. She says it.
She says it's too gangster.
It's too gangster for me.
Right here.
That's what I want.
That's
what he wants. Okay, look. Yeah. I have Brody and Jack's names.
Already got Luke and Jack.
I mean, I have Luke and Jack's names. I don't have Brody's name. So I'm like, Chrissy, can I get Brody right here
with the O
as Zia symbol? And she said, that's the most ghetto thing I've ever heard.
I love it.
You absolutely are.
At least you guys, you can get tattoos from your home state.
Yeah, it's
and
not
it's
much.
Oh, that's true.
If,
totally.
If I get the Mississippi anything, then it's just, oh, he's a neo-Nazi.
Yeah. The Confederate flag is still on their flag. So, you can't get the Mississippi flag.
It's still in the corner.
It's still there.
Yeah. So, not so much for me.
Mississippi, makes sense.
Yeah. So, chances are, you should just start claiming Nashville. Just start.
Nah, you can't. It's my roots, man. Cool. The funny thing about Mississippi, though, if you go back and look at it, like a ton of cultural heritage as far like in the arts, Mississippi. So many people are from Mississippi. It's unbelievable.
Did you say your roots or the roots?
Mine.
Okay.
I don't. One of them's probably from Mississippi.
Or roots.
Yeah. You never know. Well, that definitely was in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Yeah. No fun.
Oh, man. It is Tuesday, hanging out with the girls in Poema and AJ. Yes. I'm going to keep saying from Poema because we're playing right now, but this is amazing. So I want to talk about your project as well because you're working on music, right?
Yeah, so, well, there's two things that are really rad. One, the House of Heroes, we're about to go into, like, a long writing recording process for a record next year that was the Kickstarter, well, the Indiegogo.
Yeah.
Crowdfunded. Awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm stoked about that. I'm kind of in House of Heroes mode. But then in the interim, I kind of started I just want to have a lot of fun, so I started a band that was just meant to be for fun.
Okay.
It's called Secret Club.
Yeah!
But then we got signed.
No way!
So, So yeah, so it's like three-piece garagey punk stuff. It's like stuff I grew up on.
Okay.
It's kind of stupid, funny
it's
lyrics.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, and I don't know. I didn't... There's no, like, real deep-seated meaning in my heart about it.
No.
So,
got you.
But I love doing it. It's really fun. So, yeah. So, we in April, we're putting a record out.
Okay.
Man. Yeah.
Dude, amazing. Good stuff on the horizon.
It's so... Okay, here's the Secret Club experience for me. Because I've only, like, texted with AJ being out here. But
yeah,
then
yeah.
when we played... the last show, Secret Club played. And then AJ played for Cardboard Kids. And then his real band got up to play. And I was like... But he had to leave.
Literally. I played in two opening bands in that show. And then I had to leave so I couldn't even see House of Heroes.
That's incredible.
And then Matt played.
And I talked about it.
And I had to leave to go to another rehearsal for another band yeah. because we were leaving the next day. I was miserable because I was like, man, I really want to see House of Heroes. Because it's super fun to see House of Heroes.
Yeah.
Because it's like, dude, I love these songs so yeah. much. And I can, like, I get the experience of seeing the band that, like, I, you know, I've
so
I'm
it's
part
not
of the
weird
music.
At all. You love it. Like, it's
no,
it's cool.
It was weird a few years back when it was a different guy on bass. It was Nuke, who now plays guitar.
Oh, yeah.
The first time I went, it was this weird out-of-body experience.
Right.
But then I started to really like it. I was like, man, I just love these songs.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the only guy that gets to do this, mm-hmm. like, to actually see your own
that's cool.
band that you love and yeah. are a part of and actually, like, you know, experience it.
And then it's best of both worlds for me because I get to play in one of my favorite bands.
Right.
That's since college.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
which is cool. But I still feel like an idiot
yeah.
getting up there. Every time I play and AJ's around, I'm like, hey, guys, yes, I'm sorry. All right, we'll continue now. But whatever.
No, man, you're doing good.
Oh,
thanks, man.
Hey,
no, it's fine.
That's all I needed. Yeah, so
you're doing cool. good, buddy.
He's like, hey, I have some good for you.
Nah, it was cool, though, because whenever I started, it's because AJ had decided he was, like, songwriting and stuff, and this is way before Secret Club and all the other projects, so he's doing all that. And we were neighbors, and so when I was learning House of Heroes songs, if I had a problem, I would just go next door.
I could hear him practicing House of Heroes bass lines through the wall. I'd be yeah. like, oh, I know that.
Yeah. He'd be like... No!
No!
It's C! It's C! And then I'd be like, can you just show me? And so I had videos on my phone where I'd be like, what is the run and if? I can't get it. And he would show it to me. It's cool. And so then
amazing.
I would go and practice. It was fun.
It's incredible how it all worked out like that.
Yeah.
Good times. Good times. So y'all are here for the holidays? Are you just here for this week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
quick trip.
Yeah.
And then you're racing back home. Or back to
it's
Nashville.
A quick 18-hour drive.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Little.
That's one drive
hop,
I've never
skip,
taken.
And a jump.
I've gone to the West Coast. I think Texas is like the farthest I've ever had to travel that way. Maybe Oklahoma. So how awful of a drive is it? What do you guys do to kill time?
Was it that bad?
It actually wasn't that bad. We had a pretty good time. Also, I slept so much of it, so I can't really talk.
Right.
I didn't sleep any of it.
Yeah, Shailene was miserable.
I don't know why. I have a hard time sleeping in cars. I woke up at 3:30 to go, and I just stayed awake the whole time. We listened to audiobooks, but then it got to the end of the drive
Whoa.
Where we couldn't listen to someone talking anymore.
Yeah,
and then AJ and I started playing this stupid game where it was completely pitch black, and he'd be like, how far away do you think that light is? And then we would count the miles, and we were always so
Dude,
wrong.
It's a great game, because you always think it's way closer than it is.
Yeah.
Especially
you were really into it, too. I'd be like, okay, we were way wrong. I said 4 miles. It's been 18 miles. And you just kept saying, now it's 19. Now it's 20.
That's pretty awesome.
It's weird out here, because even the mountains from here, that's what, like 10 miles? Like here from the church to the...
Oh, man. Solid. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, it's flat, and then it was dark.
Yeah. See, before the game, I would have said that mile is 3 blocks away.
Yeah.
That mountain 3 blocks away.
Three blocks.
Max.
Max. How far away is it? Somebody Google, how far away is the tram from here? Like, the actual peak?
Yeah.
How many miles? What do you guys think?
Siri.
You really think 10 miles?
Maybe.
Brought me to the tram.
At least 8.
Hmm.
I gotta believe
I'm going.
It.
We're doing that. Nope.
I'll go 9. What you guys got?
Hang on. Ready?
Well, producer Mitch
7.
Should be looking it up. 7?
That's
my
guess.
No, don't. You can't cheat. Did you already say how many miles?
No.
You gotta play the stupid game.
I know, but we all put in our guesses, though.
She didn't put in her guess.
Oh, I didn't put in... Oh. 4 miles.
4 miles.
It's always 4.
It's always 4.
Everything's 4.
4 miles.
Okay, now you can look at your phone.
Mitch, how long is Google?
Because producer Mitch it. Over there,
she's not. I'm going to do this.
She's, okay.
You guys talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to do this.
I miss Doug.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
She's got her phone.
She's so mad.
She was so mad.
All right.
Gosh, Calvary. That was a dagger.
It's different, though. Well, at home, there's so many trees and everything, it messes with your... You know, your
does
perspective
it tell you, like,
or whatever.
Does it tell you the route via, like, streets, or just gonna be, like, the street?
Tram. Tramway, what would
Sandia
it be?
Tram.
Sandia
Plug
Tram.
Plug in Sandia Tram. Dude, we're gonna figure this out.
This is really hard.
Guys, the internet
This is the most
is...
boring game, too.
No, it's not
nobody
boring.
Has a
Everybody
reference
here
to what we're talking
game.
About.
Everybody's guessing.
Yeah, I know.
10.1 miles.
It's at least 10 miles.
Who said 10?
I said 9.
I said between 8 and 10.
I said 12.
None of us got it.
No, who was most it? Without going over?
I got 9.
Seven.
I got 9.
That's you then.
No, well, you said 10 to 12. Yeah, but that's
a range. Yeah, you can't do a range.
I said 8 to 10. I said it. I think it's 10 miles. It's at least 8.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Okay, you said 10 originally.
Okay.
We'll give it to you.
I'm trying to let y'all win.
Okay, what's next? All right. The red arrow on the corner of...
No, we're not playing. This game doesn't translate over the radio. And I was like, oh, no, and then you got the one guy out there going, oh, I know.
Oh, 12 miles. 12 miles to the red arrow on Carlisle.
This guy was autistic about this. Yeah. Like in town. It's like, he knows all the miles.
All of them, he knows everything. 12.7.
And he waits. He's he listens for people's conversations. He's walking around and he goes, that's actually 15.3 miles.
Who are you?
I'm always here.
Oh, man. It is Team Austin Morning Party in studio. Cool. If you're just joining us, the girls from Poema and our boy AJ from House of Heroes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And 17 other projects.
Yeah. Yes.
Also, somehow, formerly, you look now with your hair. I haven't seen you with your hair long in person yet. You kind of look like Dave Grohl, buddy.
Yeah. I get that a lot.
I camped out for tickets to see you this last weekend, and it was totally worth it. So, yeah.
Yeah, they played a Halloween show in Nashville.
Yeah, the Ryman.
Sold out immediately.
Yeah. They did Beat the Bot, so it was like if you. For this New World Tour, you actually had to go to the box office to buy tickets.
That's
which I thought
amazing.
Was great.
They should have done
really
that.
Cool. They should have done that
for the Ryman show. Yeah.
Everyone was so mad because scalpers immediately bought all the tickets and they were just jacked up on all those third-party sites.
Yeah. I was looking at tickets for some of their summer shows this year, and there was a pair of tickets for their 20th anniversary show that were already up to $20,000.
No. What?
Whoa.
$20,000 on eBay.
No that way. Makes me so upset.
I have pit tickets for the Albuquerque show,
poor
so if anybody wants, I'm just
getting those tickets. Yeah.
You're just thinking about what you could do with $20,000.
Did you just try to sell your tickets on the radio?
I will never, ever. I can't. This is the third time I've bought Foo Fighter tickets. This will be my first experience.
What happened?
Right? Exactly. It's like.
So you've never seen them?
They're my favorite band. I've never seen them.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've also missed them before because they canceled on like the night before show. They canceled once.
Yeah, we started driving up because I had floor tickets to see them at Red Rocks, and it was this huge deal. And I forgot to print the tickets, so I go back and I say, "Oh, I got to print the tickets." And so I printed them out, and I looked at the date, and it was wrong. And I'm like, "Wait, this date isn't right. What's going on?" And then sure enough, I looked online, and oh, Dave got sick. They canceled. So, you know, you could refund or you could do this. And then they rescheduled. So we got tickets for the rescheduled show. And I got floor tickets again, like right up front. I was freaking out. And the week before, I started getting like a little tingle and jingle in my throat. So we go to the doctor. My wife forces me to the doctor. We go to the emergency room because I was like a baby. I was that sick. And my wife mentions the term meningitis. And I was like straight up 24 quarantined in a room. They took a spinal tap because meningitis is so crazy contagious, I guess. They're like, if you have meningitis.
She just mentioned it, but you didn't really have it?
She just mentioned it. She goes, well,
You're welcome.
A friend of ours has meningitis, and that was it. It was code 34, and they threw me in this room. They locked me
like
down.
A
yes, dude. I got a spinal tap, and then it was like, oh no, you're clear. No, I didn't
you
have
got a
meningitis.
Spinal tap.
But I got a spinal tap, and it takes weeks for the fluid
That's really
to replenish.
Painful, right?
Yes.
Oh.
And I couldn't stand up for like.
So dude, what is a spinal tap? Is that just
they
like a
literally
was this band? They made a movie.
I know. I was like, I think that's a
that
band.
That was too easy.
They took fluid. They take fluid from your spine, and so if you don't have it, like your brain's trying to replenish all this fluid. I couldn't stand up for 2 weeks. So I missed I missed the poop biters. Yeah, all because she mentioned it. I'm not still bitter. I don't still hold that over her head like every day.
I don't talk about it ever.
So, yeah, so this will be my third time purchasing tickets and hopefully my first
time. I really hope it goes well for you.
Me too, man, because it's not till next September, so there's like 10 months for me to die tragically. So I'm like, great!
Yeah, now he's got the backup plan of me, though.
10 months! Yeah, yeah, now he's here, so.
I'm just waiting.
So if anything,
something's going to happen.
He'll live vicariously.
I'll be there.
He'll be there. We're right there, pit tickets. So, wow. Yeah, anyways. So.
Are they playing in Albuquerque?
They are. They're playing at Isleta.
Okay, Isleta. Cool. So,
there was a line a mile long.
Wow.
To camp out to get tickets to the show. So it was
how
pretty
far
cool.
Do you think it is to the box?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
You guys have been to Isleta,
four
right?
Miles.
So from the box office down there, I mean, it was all the way up, you know, that big guitar at the entrance at the top.
Yeah.
All the way up past that. So the line was insane, and people actually showed up to buy tickets. So, but it was cool because now fans actually get to go see the bands they want to see instead of
I think that experience
StubHub
would be really cool. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome.
I felt like I was in high school.
Yeah, super throwback.
Because it took 3 hours just to get to the front. It was like, man, this is like the longest.
It's longer than the show's
and
gonna be.
Super delayed gratification because I'm like, I got tickets, guys. Man, 10 months from now, I'm gonna be so excited.
So happy.
Yeah, September 27th. It's more than 10 months from now. So, gosh. I better not lose these. I started freaking out because now I have like physical tickets. You have to hold on to these, right?
So, that's real scary.
That's yeah, so
you're like, don't lose these. If there's a
you
house
gotta get
fire,
a safe. You buy a safe like, yes. Just for this.
House fire, it's like Foo Fighter tickets, then the kids, then the dog. Yeah. But the Foo Fighter tickets come first. So, just kidding.
That's funny.
Dude, we're stoked you guys are here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, excited to play a show tonight in the ABQ.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah. Details on online, of course,
yes.
But
yes.
Every time you guys come to town, you guys have these like kind of secret shows.
Yeah, yeah, we've got two. Did you say we got two?
Yeah, two today,
and
tonight,
tomorrow.
Yeah,
yep. Yeah, I don't know. We just we practiced in our living room the other day because it's just she and I, and we don't have a band, so we hit up our brother again. We're like,
yes,
and then he just happened to play bass really good.
Yeah,
so we asked him.
You're such a gooder bass player than most people.
Thanks, guys.
Amen.
Real good. No, I'm excited about it, though.
Yeah.
Dude, that's cool. So tonight, tomorrow night, details, we posted them to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. I want to talk this House of Heroes Christmas EP, because
okay.
We actually have a brand new Christmas song that we're going to premiere. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
You said you were all up in the House of Heroes mode!
Yeah, well, that's already done, so like once it's recorded, I forget about it.
Yeah. We actually have a track that we were going to premiere this morning. Already, and then I was like, well, AJ's gonna be in studio, so let's talk about this. I know nothing
which,
about the process.
The original one, Christmas Morning.
Oh, cool. Yeah, this is a cool tune. Actually, Tim had like the bulk of this. He had like 2/3 of this written, and I just was able to tag along and write, I think, the second verse.
Oh, that's cool.
But it's really cool. Tim sings real pretty. Colin sings real pretty too.
Yes. Colin looks real pretty too.
Colin's a good looking dude.
Yeah, he's
like he's legitimately like I can say Colin's a good-looking man.
Yeah, yeah.
But his dad also is like a 50-year-old dude who looks like he's 30 with like silvery hair.
It's true.
He's in great shape.
It's true.
So Colin's going to be, he's always going to be good-looking.
There you go.
He's also always going to be really short, which is cool.
That's true.
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. All right, without further ado, this is an original track, so we're excited to premiere it. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It is New Music Tuesday. Team Austin Morning Party.
No!
Static. House of Heroes,
yeah.
Christmas Morning. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us
if
what you think
about it. If
you bury
it, I will find you.
Yeah.
I will bury you.
You and you
I
look
will
so
bury
ominous.
You.
Just,
oh.
The webcam right there. Just look into the
just
webcam
looking.
Just angrily.
I will bury you.
Yeah.
Boom.
Oh, man.
That's good.
I hope somebody didn't like it, and then they just changed it.
Hang on,
tune.
Let me refresh. But
they just totally changed it. They were like, refresh. Oh, delete. No, dig, man, totally.
Everybody likes it so far.
Of course they do.
Drew says, it's House of Heroes and Christmas. Those are two of the best things ever, so of course dig.
Well, yeah.
Dig, likes, yay, Christmas music.
Thanks, guys. I knew you would like it. I wasn't scared.
Stefan says, that's some rad Rhodes.
Yes.
That was good Rhodes.
Mm-hmm. Huh? And Colin, when he did all the percussion, like, he just... like beat on the table or something like that, didn't he?
Yeah, he had like all this weird stuff set up. It was just like him hitting objects in the room.
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool.
I remember there's one drum sound where it's just Colin's bare butt.
I remember
straight
that.
Up.
That was day three in the studio when things get really weird.
So if you hear a little smack.
And I had a cup of coffee and I came in the room and Colin's pants were down. It was Nuke slapping his. It wasn't him slapping his own.
Yeah,
which
yes.
is even better. I was
it's
like,
organic.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. That's day
this
three.
This is real life. Guys.
It's Nashville.
This is real
that's
life.
That's how they do it. They want it to be
amazing.
You know,
I'm so glad
classic.
You guys just shared that with us.
Classic guy stuff.
That's hilarious.
Classic.
Absolutely
classic.
Incredible. I don't even know where to go from there.
You know where we? Okay, we're talking about throwback stuff.
Yeah.
Lifehouse put out a new song last week.
What?
Yeah, you remember them? You remember Lifehouse?
Yeah.
Man,
we
had, cool.
It's 8 o'clock. We got to take a break.
Okay, let's take a break.
I didn't
we'll
even
come
realize
back.
What's going on here.
We'll come back with a new Lifehouse song and see what you guys think.
All right. Tell us what you think. On the way, get to Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. The girls in Poema hanging out with us, and you can hang out with them at one of their shows tonight, tomorrow night. You can check out all the details at our Facebook page. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Right back with more Team Austin Morning Party.
Bah.
Static.
It's a talk.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Music and stuff and whatnot. That's how we do, because it's Tuesday and it's New Music Tuesday, and I totally forgot to get music ready.
There it is.
Woo! There we go.
Came in strong at the end there. I like JT.
Me too. You know who else I love?
Who?
The Puckets.
They're here.
Aww.
Love them.
They're right here.
They're you right guys, there.
You not, guys are so far away.
Not only the girls, too, but Dale's here.
Yeah.
He's
Dale.
Hanging out.
Dale Puckett.
Right.
Yeah, man. I love that beanie.
You like it?
Yeah. I just realized it's a Poema beanie.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you were, like, sporting your daughter's
that's cool.
beanie.
Thanks, Dad.
So were you two... Okay. Did you guys ever listen to Lifehouse?
Yeah.
Remember Lifehouse?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I forgot that they were together.
I totally forgot they were a band.
They are?
They are. Last week, they put out a brand new song. It's kind of a slow jam, but that's okay. It's Lifehouse.
We're gonna premiere some brand new Lifehouse?
Let's do it.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Coming up, we're going to premiere a brand new Poema track, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
And we're going to try to get a secret club song.
Mm.
We're going to figure it out.
We'll make it happen. Lots of stuff, so stay close. Right now, brand new music from Lifehouse. It's called Flight. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
I've lost my balance.
Song is called Flight. Some Lifehouse for you. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You going to take over this side? You can have this mic now.
Brian says, love it.
Yes.
TJ says, hi.
Hi.
Brandy says, loving the piano. It's a nice cold weather chill song. Dig.
Nice.
I said that. It gave me chills a second ago.
You really did, which is interesting. It's Lifehouse.
But she loves Lifehouse, though.
You
she's always talking about
fan.
How much she loves Lifehouse. She's got posters.
All right, then.
I've seen the posters. It's a little embarrassing.
Yay. I'm not going to...
It's okay. Hey, it's okay. If you're a fan, you're a fan. That's okay.
I'm not a fan, but I'm not going to...
I was reading...
There's nothing... They're a great band. There's nothing wrong with it.
I was
nothing wrong with that band.
A Dave Grohl tweet this week, and he was talking about guilty pleasures, and he said, no, he hates the term guilty pleasures, because if you like something, you should just like it. That whole generation
no
of...
guilt.
Of like, yeah, the whole generation of how, oh, I can't say that I like that new T-Swift record. I can't say that I... is stupid.
Do you like just, that new T-Swift record?
I love it.
Yeah?
I own it.
Do you feel a little guilty?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. That record is fantastic.
Do you think she's cool, like,
it's...
like a cool person, though? Like, if you had to hang out with her, that's kind of
this is the
that's
conversation.
Kind of my thing. We talk about this a lot.
We talk about this a lot because we have such conflicting feelings about her.
Yeah.
We're like, we like her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're a little bit disappointed in her, though.
You're disappointed.
Like, some of her single choices.
Wow.
Yeah, there's better songs than her single choices.
She has deeper content. However, the record is so good. It's
sounds
like
great.
Irresistible.
Feels great.
Truth.
Yeah.
Just saying, dude. I love me some T-Swift. I got ready to go whenever.
Yeah, that record's pretty good.
The new one, yeah.
Yeah, but she might be just like a nerd. I think she is.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with being
because
a nerd?
Because she's not like owning being a nerd anymore. She's like trying to be a hot girl.
Like, yeah, it kind of feels like she's like not being herself.
And yeah, I like her as nerdy T-Swift. You know, I love that.
But who's
her.
To say that's not like her people? Saying, "Hey, this is what we're gonna. This is where we're gonna go, and you're gonna sell a gajillion records." And she's like, "Yeah, that's true.
That's true. I mean, she is really beautiful." So
let me ask you this: Elle. If somebody came up and they said, "All right, we're gonna kind of change your image a little, but you're gonna start singing a little more like this, and you're gonna do these things, but you're gonna make $70 million,"
oh dang!
Would you change that image?
No.
You're a liar.
What?
You're a liar. I would change my image to look like T-Swift for 70 mil. I'm just kidding. AJ, come on. You already got the long flowing locks, man. Just shave the beard.
No, I could totally look like her.
Yeah. You maybe Katy Perry-ish more so.
If
like
2 mil of that went into like plastic surgery, I could look just like her.
Unbelievable. I can't believe you, boys.
These are the conversations we de-evolve to. And I'm just saying, man, T-Swift, new record, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
It's good stuff, guys. It's good stuff. That's okay. Don't ever change. Don't ever change. Poem is doing great things already. You guys got secret shows tonight, tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I keep calling them secret shows. They're not a secret.
The fact you keep saying them makes them not a secret. Like.
But they're like secrets. And then people will be like, ooh, I want to go to the secret show. See, it's like, oh, I'm getting it out there. People are trying to get to that secret show.
Get there. Actually, it is sort of secret. We're selling these like B-side demos that we're probably not
serious?
Supposed to sell. But I mean, no, we are allowed to sell them. There are just our demos and unreleased stuff. I actually love
that's
not being
punk
signed.
Rock. Yeah,
we can do anything we want.
It's like burned CDs. Like
yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
It's super rock and roll.
Stuff
I was like,
we've
yeah,
never
man,
been
school.
Able to release.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fun.
So and probably exclusively available at your secret shows.
Yeah, only ever there.
Secret shows. We posted the info on Facebook. Not so secret. So make sure you check that out. I know Teo's like getting the new Poema track. What? It's in there. What are you pointing at? It's in there? It is in there? Look at his haircut,
man.
Did
you pop in the tape?
He looks like Peter Parker, guys. Come on, look at how good that...
It's kind of like a young Leo.
That's what I said yesterday!
Looks good.
That's what I said yesterday! Teenage Leo! He's teenage Leo!
Like Joey from Friends.
See?
Oh, yeah.
More like Joey Lawrence from Blossom. You're not old enough to remember Blossom.
I'm old enough, bro.
Thank you, H.A. The gray beard, man!
Yeah!
You and me, buddy! Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked yet. I'll look for it right now. This is the de-evolution of our morning show when you guys come in here. We never, ever stick to script.
It should be in the stack.
All right. Oh, in the stack.
Yeah.
Okay. We got a whole new system, guys, so we're like figuring out what to do now. Nice. Dun, dun, dun. Boom!
There it is.
Look at that. You guys want to talk about Go Away?
You want to? Well, it's a little different. We wrote this. We wrote this with our friend Jake. I think we played
from
it last
Cardboard
summer.
Cardboard Kids.
Yeah. Jake from Cardboard Kids.
We did, yeah.
He's real big into sort of like the soul vibe. So we are too. So we kind of just rolled with it and kind of committed to this a little more laid back,
right.
like soul thing. And it's a little angsty.
Little angsty soul.
A little angsty.
Yeah, angsty.
All right.
And this is the first
soul.
Time we've shared this with anybody. So.
I like this.
Whoa.
All right.
Kind of nervous.
Brand new song from Poema. Tell us what you think about it at Facebook, but you have to love it because the ladies are in studio and they'll cry.
We're right here.
We're girls.
On the
we
webcam.
Cry.
They
very
will totally,
emotional women.
Yes, very, very. Obviously. Good. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Go away. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
I dig it.
Yeah, I know.
I dig it too. I think it's probably the best thing that.
All right.
That we've played all morning.
Should I stop?
No.
No more.
We got a phone call. Static. Hello.
Hello.
So insightful. Words of wisdom.
Wow.
Hello.
I think there's silence.
Hello.
Their silence speaks louder than any words.
They're like, well, we can't say anything negative.
They're speechless.
But we're just going to lay there.
Did you read all these comments?
None. Whoa.
Yeah. Casey says she loves it. Leonard said she digs it. He does. He's Leonard's a boy. Joel the nanny says I dig it. And the fact that I'm usually not a fan of female vocalists is saying something.
Ooh.
She loves Owl City. So you guys are
that's true.
Good company. Brandy says it's super vibey. I'm liking it. Matt Gentry says, "Wow, this song is really, really good. Great vibe and lyrically, it's an emotional wreckage. It's like staring into a campfire while dealing with it."
What? That's great.
Stefan says, "Holy moly, this is really, really good." And I'm not just saying that because they're in the studio. It grooves really nice.
Yeah.
Aw, thanks.
Clopez says, "Seriously, dig." And not just because they're in the studio. Loving it. Laura says, "Wow, contender for best song on New Music Tuesday."
Yeah.
And
like
Tanya
it.
Says she loves it.
Got a phone call. Static.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Dude, yeah, that is probably one of the best songs you got played in a long time.
Wow. All right, poor boy.
Yeah, no, and you know what? Them girls are gorgeous, talented, and my daughter loves them. My wife loves them. You guys rock. Real music. That's real music.
Dude.
Thanks. Poor boy, I love you, man.
All right, man. So I love nice. You guys. You guys keep up the good work.
All right, man. There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Poor boy and Crucis.
She's crying.
Why is
guys,
she crying?
She's
so
emotional.
Good.
Like, can you not?
That's funny.
Hey, good job, you guys. You did a really good job with that song.
Thank you. Thank you.
So
you did really
so
good.
So don't go away.
He's proud of it.
Keep doing stuff
thanks
like
for
that.
Thanks for playing it.
Yeah.
I always feel like we're pushing our stuff on you guys.
Well, I mean,
we
you
come
are.
In and I bring all a guitar and it's real
whatever.
Just like,
you know what? The funny thing is you walked in this morning, you didn't have a guitar and I was like, oh, cold.
I actually woke up with a little bit of a throat cold thing.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I couldn't sing this morning either. I was planning on that duet thing that we were working on last time. But
been
guess,
working on it for months.
You know, months and months.
Months.
So obviously not happening this
months
time.
And months and months.
Months.
Dude, that sounds really, really good. So early 2015? Early 2015?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. That's
very
cool.
Early. As early right. as possible.
All right, so like New January Year's. 1. Good. All right. Holding you to
1201 right, New Year's
there
Day.
There you go. Boom. Oh, man. They are playing a show tonight and tomorrow night. You can catch the details at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Man, we still got more new music to
yeah,
get to.
Yeah, we have
to.
A lot to get to.
You
got to
tell me where to go, music director.
Let's do Kalkaska.
Who?
Yep. This band's from Michigan. And this, we played with them a long time ago. Waverly did.
Okay.
And this, I'll never forget it because the kid obviously loved Brandon Flowers, loves him.
Mm.
But he was a really, really good front man, this kid in this band. And so they just put out a new song, and it's not bad.
Whoa. All right.
Whoa.
I'm going to probably have to turn that down. Let's go ahead and just pause that. But that's not it. It's over here. I hate this new system.
You've Taylor. Got it, buddy. You've
I
got
hate it.
It.
I don't have it.
So this song is called Keep On Driving by Kalkaska. I think that's how you say it. They're from Michigan, so who knows?
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static! Kalkaska.
Yeah. Kalkaska.
that too. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think about all the new music on this new Music Tuesday.
Not a one comment.
Yes! Not people a one. Loved it.
Is that good or bad?
Their silence speaks volumes.
Okay.
Okay.
This next band, they're called Clemency.
Yeah, dude.
They're from Nashville.
They are from Nashville. Found these guys a few years ago on a Jars of Clay tour they opened.
Yeah.
I think is what it was.
They have a brand new EP coming out.
Yes.
This is the first new song off of that.
Tell us what you think about it. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Clemency. Color hit the canvas. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think about it. It's Team Austin Morning Party. Hanging out with you this morning.
Hey.
The girls in Poema.
Hey.
And our boy AJ in the background.
Woo!
In the background.
Age. And doing.
And Del Puckett.
Just kidding. Get over
just
here.
Had a coffee.
Dad extraordinaire and wicked awesome guitar player.
Wicked awesome.
It's wicked awesome. Oh, we got a phone call about this song. Static.
Hey, guys. It's Joelle the Nanny. Hey.
What up, Joelle the Nanny?
How are you guys doing?
I'm sick still, bro.
I think you were the one that got me sick, Steve-O, because I'm sick too.
Vicariously through the phone?
Yes.
I don't
through the radio waves. You
through
got
the
me
radio.
Sick.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Well, then I'm definitely going to get sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we kissed each other.
Whoa, dude!
Wait, what?
What?
Secret Club!
My bad. So you like that song, huh?
Yes, I really did like that song. It was great.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome, guys. Right.
Bye.
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 Gosh, Teo.
Yeah.
Just sharing all the secrets.
Sorry, I know I'm not supposed to tell people.
It's okay.
I apologize.
We got some special friends in the studio kicking it with us. Y'all have a show tonight?
We do.
You gonna play some new stuff?
Yes. At the show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shailene, I want you to say 7 words consecutively loudly enough for everybody to hear. Just
it's not
going to
happen.
cars.
Uh-huh.
Space.
Uh-huh. I know.
Cats.
Yeah.
Cheeseburgers.
Right.
Mm.
Bags.
Right. That's 5. That's 5.
She lost it.
I know.
Can I stop now?
Yeah, there you go. You said more. Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry. I get, like, when there's a bunch of people, I kind of tend to back down.
I know.
I'm not, like, the kind of person who, like, fights for the mic.
Yeah. It's okay.
The center.
What if you just had, like, a radio voice that none of us knew about? And you can be like, hey, good morning. Just radio Shailene. No. Suddenly, we were all so shocked.
Radio Shailene.
Good morning, guys. It's Shailene in the morning. Here we go.
Her new radio name is Shadio. We just call you Shadio. Are you kidding me?
That's amazing.
Yeah. Shadio, welcome. Welcome.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, man.
You should come back and do that voice, AJ. Talk like that the rest of the time.
That was strong. That was a strong radio voice.
He needs to come back anyway.
And we're back.
Yes.
And we're back.
All right, everybody, welcome.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're about to play Lost from Secret Club.
Yeah.
So, AJ, you do need to talk.
Mm.
That's it. That's all.
That's all we get. Oh, man. You mentioned this earlier, but it's been like an hour. So talk a little bit about Secret Club. What's going on with that?
Okay, so Secret Club is myself, my friend Nate Moran on drums, sick drummer, and my friend Angie Plake on guitar. It's a 3-piece, like, garagey punk thing. This song is super like all the music I loved in high school.
Okay.
So this is like a fun project for me.
All right.
It's called Lost.
There you go. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it, Barry, at facebook.com/mystaticradio. But really, you've already seen his face and
yep.
his voice and his scariness. He said, he'll find you,
it's
man.
Not scary.
You better dig this. Secret Club, the song is Lost. facebook.com/mystaticradio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. Song's called Lost.
Yeah.
Hey, Shailene, what'd you think of that?
I thought it was really good, AJ. I think that your voice sounds really strong. I think there's a lot of growth for you personally. Just like it's like my friend, somebody who knows you, I would say that.
Oh my God.
I'm so glad that just happened there.
That was incredible.
That was real deep. Like,
that was the most words I've ever heard.
As my
philosophical
friend
commentary.
You.
Ever.
That's wonderful.
Ever. Gosh, amazing.
Okay, Casey says dig. Heem says dig. Laura says, oh, love the vocals and guitar.
Oh. Wow, look at this. Phone lines are jamming up. Static.
Hey, guys, what are you doing?
Oh, Gentry, what do you want?
Dang it.
Dang it.
You can never, ever, ever pull one over on me with your voices. Doesn't work.
Dude, I've got 100 different voices. You want to hear my best one?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Nope, it sounds exactly like the last one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, that's I was actually really impressed with that song.
It's really good, right?
Yeah, it's like meeting someone for the first time, and you're like, I don't like this guy, and I don't want to hang out with him, but he convinces you to hang out with you. And then by the end of the night, you're like, this is like the coolest guy ever.
Yes. Amazing. That's the best review. That's going to be our review. Like,
that is all.
Incredible. That's thanks, Gentry.
I love great. That guy. Oh, man. Static.
Yeah, dude, that last song, man, I got to tell you, I feel like I just got punched in the face by awesomeness.
Yes!
That was pretty good, dude. That was a really good song, man.
There you go. All right. Thanks for the call, man.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. You too. 505-338-3700. People chiming in.
Yeah.
They like that.
Now the issue is going to be getting Secret Club to Albuquerque.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just do that.
Yeah.
You've done the drive now.
So easy for artists to say stuff like, yeah, dude.
Yeah, of course we'll get out here.
Sure. Everybody loves us.
Yeah, man, we'll totally play here. Psh, totally. Amberlin Farewell Tour. Yeah, man. It's totally going to happen. It's totally going to play in Albuquerque. It's one of our favorite cities. Yeah, it's okay. It's all right.
He even said we were all at Warped Tour, and Stephen was like, we're going to come back for our final tour here, and we love you in Albuquerque.
He said that on stage?
Yeah.
He said that
on stage. To be fair, they were supposed to.
They were
it's
supposed
not his fault. Okay. It's
Dion's fault.
Stop it. Dion's, it's no one
Dion's
in the band's
pizza?
Fault. No.
There's the bass player.
It's Dion's pizza's
sorry,
fault.
Dion's is on the mind right
Dion's
now.
Dion's is, dude.
Always
oh.
on the
still,
mind. We still haven't had it yet since we've been back.
Are you
but we're
serious?
Like, we're waiting until we're really hungry.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
That is a wonderful place.
That is a wonderful
place. Yes, it is.
Dude.
And by that, I mean Dion from Amberlin.
Keeping it going. What do we know about this band, Versus Angels?
We've played a few songs from them. Their radio promoter always sends us the single. This is the new one.
Okay.
Most bands right around Christmas, you know, they don't put out like a brand new single. But we've seen over the past few weeks, a lot of bands are doing that. I think they
weird.
Throw it out there so it can get a little bit of airplay right before Christmas and then ramp back up right after Christmas.
There you go. Versus Angels. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Ways of guilt are built on it.
Fighting angels is like scary business, man.
Versus
angels.
It's like Steve-O's kids, whenever they say somebody's getting in a fight, they're like, I was playing this and this, and it was me, and
I was versing.
Yeah, and I was versing so-and-so. It's pretty cute. You don't want to get rid of it.
Versing angels.
Yeah. Versus angels. Let's see what people say. Caleb says, digging. Joel and Annie says, not sure how I feel. It's not our city.
I knew it.
Yeah. Casey says, dig. Heem says, good. And Laura says, dig.
All right.
Sweet. All right, I want to slow it down a little bit. This is a new song from Crowder, which is the project from David Crowder.
Tell me this is a Nirvana cover, and I'll be stoked.
It is. It is. It's not.
That's what I was wondering. I saw that.
I was like, all right.
It's a worship song.
Speaking of music we grew up on. Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. I just got immediately bummed.
Could you
imagine Crowder covering a Nirvana track? I don't even know.
You know who did? Huh. The Walking Tree put out a Nirvana cover. It's like an acoustic Nirvana cover. Have you guys ever listened to The Walking Tree?
Dude,
we saw them.
I love that band. Really?
They played a house show that our friends lived at. It was at their house.
They remind me of that 90s grunge rock that got me into music.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, Crowder, not Nirvana's Come As You Are.
It's a beautiful song.
Immediately said.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Hey!
Static.
Come as you are.
David Crowder, that's come as great. You are. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Hey, it's nice having, like, friends here in the studio.
It is, right?
This is cool. We're all like, we come and we're like, yeah. Whatever. What are we doing? Casey says Prelude. Caleb says, yeah, not bad, but not for regular rotation. Misty says, dig it. Inspirational, relaxing. Heem says, awesome worship music. Joel Danae says, wow, it's not Owl City, and I still love it. What is this I'm feeling? It's like I'm seeing the world differently.
Wow.
Sorry that we brought that on you. Laura says, definitely not a Nirvana cover. You guys crack me up. I love Crowder. Dig.
I was really hoping for
you some were, man. He was holding out for that Nirvana cover, and it just
really
did not happen.
Just, you know,
didn't deliver.
Didn't deliver.
But that's okay. It was still a fantastic track.
Yeah, that's their game. The last time they came in. One of the previous times Poema came in, we were playing the It's Christian cover band game, and we still have a few of the post-it notes up here in the studio.
Para more of him, less of me.
Philip Philippians, No Doubting Thomas, The Prey instead of The Fray.
The Prey. We had some good ones, yeah. Man.
Or Swine Jam, I like that.
Or Pearl, yeah. Pearl Jam for the Lamb.
Pearl Jam for the Lamb.
Interpretation.
Jam for the
Lamb.
In sin.
So good, guys.
Every time you guys come in, it's a party. It's a fun time.
Speaking of parties,
yes,
nothing says Christmas like Family Force 5 parties.
Yep.
Every time I hear a Family Force 5 Christmas song, I just think of a 9-year-old throwing up candy cans. Because it's, like, obnoxious.
That's amazing. Yeah!
So I don't know how I'm going to feel about this one, guys. But everybody loves FF5, so it's okay. And this is new.
This is new.
This is different. This isn't, like,
crouton
solid,
on
like,
vocals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
So let's check it out.
All right. God rest ye merry gentlemen.
This is also our last song for New Music Tuesday.
So dang it or bear it.
We want to thank everybody for participating.
That's right.
Tell us what you think of this one.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, and nothing you display. Remember Christ our Savior. Oh, good tidings
of comfort and joy. God rest ye merry gentlemen. Some Family Force 5.
He will, y'all. He'll rest you.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com.
Right after he blessed you,
radio.
He'll rest you. He won't arrest you, though.
There you go.
Unless it's with
in
love.
Spirit.
What did people think?
Right.
Is it? Was that? Because I don't know.
Okay. Caleb says, very Barry.
Very Barry. Okay.
Misty says, no, just no. Laura says, pretty good, but you guys should play the Jars of Clay version next.
Ah.
And then Misty says, no, just no again. Oh, I already read that. Joellen A says, it's Christmas. Not sure how I feel about the vocal effects, but I guess it wouldn't be Family Force 5 without them. I'll dig it for Christmas.
Huh. All right.
Oh, Tanya says this is one of her favorites to play as a duet. Flute with her mother. Dig it. Erica
yes.
says, Sugar Plum Fairies booty popping. That's
wow.
That's an interesting image. I'm going to like that one. Boom. Yeah.
Sugar Plum Fairies.
Booty popping.
Booty popping. Oh, thanks to everybody who chimed in for New Music Tuesday. And thanks to our friends for hanging out
yeah,
in the studio
thank you guys.
With us.
Yeah. Thank you guys for showing us the new tunes, too.
Yeah, incredible stuff. And, of course, tonight, Poema hanging out, rocking a show, and tomorrow night as well.
Mm-hmm.
And all the details at our Facebook page. Now, what if people want more info on, you know, new record and you and what's going on?
Yeah, that's all going to be online, like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, website. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
All this stuff.
Twitter,
Facebook, Instagram.
Social media. Social.
Wait, what else is there?
Are you guys
Google
on
Plus,
LinkedIn?
LinkedIn.
Maybe
MySpace.
LinkedIn.
If you,
Friendster.
Friendster. There, are you guys, you have your Zanga? Is it still up?
Yeah, dude. Amazing.
Actually, we're going to delete all those and just be on Snapchat, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
That ain't safe.
We actually do use Snapchat. Like when we're in the studio.
No!
We'll just use like, we'll
I've
just do little
on
ones.
Snapchat.
Well, because it's cool because you can just show everybody just like a tiny bit of the songs.
No, that's true.
But then, you know.
And then
you
it's gone.
Keep it,
it's know? Quote unquote gone forever.
Snapchat is going downhill though really fast.
It's
they just
going
made it
downhill?
So you can like send people money. And so it's
weird.
Becoming really oh, not
weird.
A good place to be.
So it's gonna be like super.
That's just so unnecessary.
That's like 15-second prostitution. Rate.
Yeah,
that's
oh,
what they're
no.
setting up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good luck in the studio.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I didn't think about that.
There you go. Amazing. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right. Quick break. Note. Coming back. Quality Tam Tuesday. She'll be joining us in studio. So we got that. And we got to play a game. We got to do something.
We'll do something.
All right. Back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Heyo,
Teo,
dude. Today's been great.
It has.
Oh man! And then Damian Rice came on.
Then came the morning.
Oh, and then Lone Bello. Man, you can't argue with that.
Can't.
with that playlist. I guess you can. Some people will, but, you know, whatever. Let's take a quick look at traffic. There's an accident, I-25 north at Bobby Foster, and around that accident, if you are northbound on 25, it is pretty stacked up. Oh, Tamara almost fell off of the stool. Then we have 40 westbound around Eubank in Wyoming is down to about 20 miles an hour. I don't know what's going on, but it looks like something is. We have construction I-25 in Paseo, and then we have construction Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That is your look at traffic right now.
Traffic brought to you by...
Good job.
Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road.
It's
covered.
It's a 109.
Yes. It's 505-338. And there's...
Have you been drinking?
No, he's sick, Tamara.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been drinking hot toddies for breakfast. No!
You know what? We have guests in studio, and we have to miss one staff meeting. And then Tamara comes over here and starts throwing out drunk accusations. Are you guys drunk? Is that why you missed it? Is that why?
Joining us in studio this morning, Tamara.
Yo.
Quality Tam Tuesday, hanging out from Battle Drums.
Battle Drums.
Why does love always feel like a battle drum?
Love always feels like a battle drum.
A battle drum.
Boom, boom, boom.
Are you guys making fun of me because that's on YouTube?
Yes.
That I sang.
You sang that?
We didn't know that. But now we do.
Now we will make fun of you.
Yep. Let's see.
Where's our producer?
I'm embarrassed.
YouTube. Hang on. Where's my Mitch?
Hey, producer. Hey.
I thought that was a joke.
There's a Battlefield video of her singing Battlefield on YouTube, and
I thought that was why you...
What's the fastest way to find that out?
I usually get made fun of. So American Idol jokes, Tamara. Battlefield.
You were on Jordan's American Idol? What?
Okay, pause. We have so much to learn about you, Tamara.
Please, tell us more.
Give us a little backstory.
Please, tell us more.
Introduce yourself to the audience.
Yeah, I'm learning so much about you right now.
My name's Tamara.
Sup?
Spelled with five letters, T-A-M-R-A. Please don't put the extra A. Drives me nuts.
Like Tamara? So you're just Tamara.
Yes.
Okay.
Tamara. Let's see. I've sung the national anthem at minor and major league baseball and football games.
Nice! That's hard to do.
I'm 30 years old, although I'm mistaken for 21 regularly.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Come on, Tam. Calm down.
Yes, I was on American Idol.
Wow. I had no idea.
I made it to Hollywood. Yeah.
That's cool.
But I thought that was what the joke was.
No.
I wasn't trying to segue my way into American Idol. I really thought you were making
fun
of me.
Guys, Tamara was on American Idol.
Thought you were making fun of me.
See, we got...
Just Google it.
We got it right now.
You Google it.
We got Firework. We've got Tamara sings...
Firework is the worst.
I
had pneumonia
Love
and bronchitis. There's a picture of me with my huge
Joy.
Mouth open.
Wow. Blue skies.
Wow.
Santa Ana Star Search preliminary show.
Yep.
Love you guys.
Wait, what is this? Oh, there's your interview. Oh, here's the national anthem. Is this you?
PBR, yo.
PBR, yeah, 2013.
That's me. In the beginning, you hear a girl coughing, I think, but then after that, everything's pretty clear.
Oh, man.
I think someone posted that. I don't know who posted it, but yeah, it's PBR.
Can we find your American Idol stuff? I had no idea.
You just Google Tamara.
Producer Mitch.
She'll find it.
American Idol Tamara stuff.
We need it. Please. She's apologizing. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry that they know now.
In the meantime,
man,
we got to talk about something.
What are we talking about? Oh.
What? That's nice.
What is this?
Well, coming up this weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
Kicks off a new season of Holiday Classics.
Okay.
Thanksgiving is Thursday, and then after that, it's all Christmas music.
Oh, my gosh.
Like this classic from Chewbacca. The day after Thanksgiving is like the day that you're supposed to officially start listening
to
Christmas music. Do you have Black Friday plans?
I do. I have plans to stay home.
Really? Have you ever done Black Friday?
I've done it once, and I got trampled. And now that I've had back surgery...
You really got trampled?
Oh, my gosh! Are you serious?
Wow. Who ran over you, Tamara?
We are learning so much about
I didn't break my back. I did break my back when I was in my junior year of high school.
That's why. You stepped on a crack. I've always learned that. You step on a crack.
I did break my back, but it was not at Black Friday. But I feel concerned. I feel stressed out. My blood pressure is high. I'm sweating. I don't know where to put my coat, but it's cold outside. And it's just people are thieves.
Here's good news.
Tell me.
Friday this year's allegedly going to be way less dangerous.
Oh.
Because there's a new boss in town.
Who?
Known as Super Saturday.
Oh. What a Super Saturday.
Saturday after Thanksgiving weekend is set to topple Black Friday as the year's biggest shopping day.
I don't know.
Yeah. Retail industry's attempt to drum up more sales by opening even earlier, spinning, you know, that used to happen on Black Friday, could happen now like earlier, or now people are freaking out because that's shifting to Thanksgiving and they want to spend the
so
day
it's
with
like
their family.
Gray Thursday, Black Friday, finish Black Saturday.
No, Thursday's just called Thanksgiving still.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's still Thanksgiving. So...
No, guys.
Last year, Thanksgiving Day sales more than tripled to $2.5 billion.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Black Friday sales, $9.8 billion, which was actually down 13%. They say this year the trend is expected to accelerate as retailers advertise even earlier openings for Black Friday, with more shopping starting on the actual holiday, Black Friday losing the oomph, and Super Saturday...
Yeah.
It's ready to
start. Hey,
step in,
I just
guys.
Figured it out. That's how we could take care of our debt in our country is just let everybody go shopping and then trick them. Say it's like Black Friday, whatever, and all the proceeds go to the government. We could get out of debt quickly. That's billions of dollars.
That's not. Nope.
It's like a charity donation.
You voted for Obama, didn't you?
I don't want to talk about it.
Guys, listen. I don't want to talk about it.
And neither do I.
Gosh, you guys!
What's up? I should tell you, I should have warned you, Tam.
Dumb.
When you came in, Steve-O this morning decided
he didn't want
he was going to Grinch out. No, he said, I am sick and I can't handle today.
I can't.
And so I want to apologize for my friend. He doesn't mean it.
I don't.
He does mean it. He's just Grinchy.
I can feel
it. It's okay, though. He's sick. He's got a cold.
I'm Grinchy!
Did you decide to go see what I went to see?
What?
Big Hero 6.
No, shh!
Stop.
My kids saw it without me.
We don't want it.
Maybe that's why I'm Grinchy, because my kids went and saw it without me.
Ouch.
Right? So it's like, fine, kids. Screw you guys.
I wasn't with kids.
I'm
I just
going.
Went.
Yeah,
with
see,
my
you're
husband.
An adult. That's weirder. So.
And Mockingjay.
You
saw
that too? See, I have kids. I don't get to see these. All these.
I'll watch
movies.
Your kids.
I haven't seen Interstellar. Deal.
Haven't seen that either.
Haven't seen that yet.
I want to see that though.
I hear every Christian needs to see the Interstellar.
Is it a Christian movie?
No, but that's what I keep hearing.
Oh man, did I tell you guys?
People.
Okay,
random
so
people.
The other day, my buddy Isaac Dietz, he does Tub of Popcorn Films, and he tweeted something that really made
popcorn.
Me think. Yeah, he.
You had me at Tub of Popcorn. Go
you
ahead.
Had, you had me. At
go
popcorn.
Go ahead. you had me at Tub.
Sorry, you had me at Tub.
Oh man.
So anyway.
Back to
he tweeted something.
Okay.
And it really made me think, so I retweeted it. But he said, you know, we always harp on how the movie industry uses sex to sell movies.
Yeah.
And he said, but a lot of Christians use Jesus to sell movies, and is that not the same thing?
As sex?
Well, it's used as a marketing ploy.
Right.
You know, like you just throw it in there, like the quality of the thing, it doesn't even matter. It's just like, well, it's a Christian movie, so go see it.
Hey, would you say that that also falls under when you get crying children to get money?
What? Who
when you this? When you put them on fronts of brochures?
Oh,
right.
Well, yeah. And that's the thing about our culture is that everything can be used for marketing.
But what if it's for real? Like, I have a really good friend
who
works with Food for the Hungry. He was just here with Bethel.
Right.
And
yeah,
he
mentioned you
night.
at the thing.
No, he didn't.
He said, my friend Steve-O. He said it.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He did. From Cutlass.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said your name.
Are you being snarky?
I'm not being snarky. Call him and ask him.
I will right
he
now.
He mentioned
I'm
you at
kidding.
The concert.
That's funny.
And we said, yep, Steve-O.
Yeah.
He said, I was just talking to my friend Steve-O.
Oh, did he say Bono? Was it the Bono thing?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
It
I was.
Was
telling him about Bono that night.
That was what it was.
That is awesome!
Yeah, he brought you up.
Bono.
Just inspiring.
Decided to throw it out there.
Just inspire
you matter.
People.
As angry and mad as you are today, you matter.
You do matter, buddy.
Gosh.
Maybe
God loves you.
Maybe we need to turn this around. Maybe we need to do like a good story.
Maybe you need to
I've got
play
one.
Some.
Oh,
okay,
I've got
go ahead.
One, okay?
Is it sad?
I want to play a game with Tam.
Oh, nice.
A mom recently posted a request on Facebook for her son. He's a French dude. He has Down syndrome. He's turning 30 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
All he wanted for his birthday...
I saw this.
...was a birthday card.
Yes.
A birthday card, Tam.
Oh, my gosh.
So his mom posted a request on Facebook. Hey.
I'm tearing up.
Yo, just wait. I'd like a birthday card for my 30-year-old son with Down syndrome.
Why did she buy it?
30,000 birthday cards later from around the world.
30,000.
Oh, my gosh.
It's inspiring.
By the time his birthday rolled around, so many letters had arrived in his family's mailbox, they had to store them in the neighbor's garage.
Whoa.
He got cards from Sri Lanka, Chicago, Hong Kong, and all over the world. Some were hand-drawn by children.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty
Some
cool.
Some came with boxes of chocolate. The family promised to keep all of the cards, but they say they won't be responding to all of them. There's 30,000.
Because they're exhausted.
There's quite a few.
Was there money in there, I wonder?
You just took all the joy out of it. You just ruined the whole thing.
I'm just thinking, because how great. Gosh. Now he gets to go to, like, Disneyland or something.
No, he just got birthday cards. Cause
Liberty
all he,
Lane!
That sucks. You know what sucks? Is he was probably like, oh, I should have asked for more. I just wanted a birthday
no,
card.
No, Steve-O.
Crap.
He has a pure heart. He's not like us. Where it's like,
he's
dang, this turned out really good. I wonder what I could have done.
He's not...
dang.
He doesn't have a heart of stone.
Gosh, guys, I don't have a heart of stone. I'm just sick. I'm blaming it on sickness, okay? I'm a jerk when I'm sick.
You're not a jerk.
I'm trying not to be.
I want you.
You're fine.
Here, look. Yeah. I'm going to give you the opportunity to minister to someone right now over
Facebook.
Oh, this
is great.
You ready? Steven writes, I want to start reading comics, but am intimidated because there's so much out there and so many versions of the same superhero.
This is a real question.
I don't know where to start. Suggestions for newbies during Comics Corner tomorrow would be awesome. Thanks.
Oh, Stevie.
Stevie, you got this, Steve.
Well, Steven, I'm glad you asked.
You were just talking about this this morning.
I love comics. Where to start? Oh, man. That's a big question. Wow.
Well, look, you got a day to think about it. I told him, I said, we got you. Tune in tomorrow at 8.
Okay.
We got you.
Well, I was going to.
We got a whole day. No, you can't just fly into this. You're grinchy today. This is what's going to pull you out.
Don't make a mistake.
Okay.
Never make a mistake, Steve-O. Listen, hey, look at me.
Yeah.
You're good, man.
Don't
you
look
are
too
loved.
Long.
No, look, you are loved.
Mateo can stare long. Huh, look at him. He's gazing at you.
You have
See,
you are
don't.
Loved in every minute.
Look away.
Every moment of your life, you are loved more than you can imagine. Don't screw up.
Don't.
And that, my friends, is how I grew up in the Southern Baptist Church.
Yeah,
sounds
that's
about
that's
right.
Yeah.
Facebook. Love you, Sam Swan.
Hey, at least you know you ate after church.
Oh, heck yeah, man.
We always went to lunch.
Oh, yeah. I grew up Baptist. Furs was the jam.
I know.
Furs was the jam.
I know. The cod.
That's where you went, man.
With tartar sauce.
Yes.
Thank you.
Maybe that's why I have an affinity for like the Filet-O-Fish at Mickey D's, though they're terrible. I have to order them.
I don't even know if they're real, but who cares?
I know, because it tastes like the Furs. That's exactly why I love them.
I want it.
Punch.
You just solved like a childhood. Oh, wow.
I know. I am in psychology.
Deep. Amazing. That's it. Tamara from Battle Drums hanging out with us. Now, it is the week of Thanksgiving, so I know
it is.
Our boy Gillespie has gone away.
Yes, he's away. He's home with his fam.
Yeah, Aaron Gillespie, currently
Gillespie.
Producing the new Battle Drums record.
Yes, sir.
And a big, big project. How many members of Battle Drums are there?
Oh, gosh. Well, we have
right
rough.
Now,
we have.
I want you to name every single one.
We have roughly 100 of them.
Whoa.
We push anywhere from 85 to 100.
Would you say that's quite the army?
I would say.
Battle Drums?
I would say more a group of Marines.
Our boy DJ Bossman Dan is a current member of Battle Drums, right?
He is. DJ Bossman Dan just passed auditions.
Yeah.
And he is now going to be drumming.
That's good.
For part of Battle Drums.
For Battle Drums, which
right.
makes sense.
Because it's drums.
You need four drummers on stage at a time.
Yeah.
Really.
So I have a secret.
Okay. Secret?
I wasn't
going
to tell anybody, but
oh my gosh.
I don't think any of my friends are listening.
Okay.
Because they're asleep, probably.
Yes.
Guess who's taking drum lessons?
Mitch.
Jeff.
It's close.
Oh. Is it your husband?
Closer, because he's close to the person that's taking drums.
What's that? The name of that girl he works with?
Ben Lowry?
It's closer.
That Wait, that's a
hot.
Dude. That's not.
You're getting hotter.
Hotter, attractive. Nate Heitzig.
Even closer.
Interesting.
Whoa.
Interesting.
But that mustache.
Yeah.
Interesting that you went there.
Nope.
Is it,
is it
you?
It's me!
Oh, I never would have guessed.
Yep. We were keeping it a secret because we didn't want people to expect things from me. But now I'm taking drum lessons. So I did really good yesterday. My drum teacher was like, "You know what? You are really coordinated."
And that's good.
Thank you.
You probably need some coordination to play drums.
I was jamming on those things.
I play a wicked Rock Band drum kit.
Good for you. So does my brother.
Dude, stellar.
He nails it. And then he sings like Boys to Men, kind of. He doesn't at the same time sometimes. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Okay, so, what's the trivia for today?
I don't know yet. Producer Mitch here, she just says there's a phone call, and I'm grumpy gills right now.
Oh, my gosh. What if it's my friends?
This caller allegedly
is
here to cheer me up.
Oh, okay. Let's check it out.
Static.
Yo, what's going on?
What up?
So I thought I'd just share the story with you guys real quick.
Yeah.
Wait, who is this?
I need to be cheered up.
Who is this?
Kind of a cool story. I don't really want to say my name because it's about work.
Oh, okay.
So... let me just kind of tell you what happened. It was really kind of cool. Last week, I get called. Friday. He had a text message Thursday night from my supervisor. Says, "Hey, I want to meet with you tomorrow at 11. And I was like, "Okay, cool." And you know how whenever your boss tells you that, you're like, "Well, what did I do? I didn't do anything wrong."
You're in trouble.
So I get to the office, and then he sends a message like, "Oh, I forgot I had an appointment this morning. Let's push it back till 12." I'm like, "Great." The anticipation is already
right.
So. Anyway, he gets there, we go in his office, and he dials a number on his office phone, and it's our HR department in Denver. And he says, "Hey, so-and-so, I have, this guy here with me, want to know if you're ready to start the meeting." And I'm like, "Holy crap, what did I do?"
Right!
And he goes, "Yeah, let's go ahead and start the meeting." And he goes, "You know, we're here because... some allegations were brought to our attention that you made some inappropriate comments that could be considered harassing. A couple of employees overheard you talking to somebody."
Whoa.
And I was like, "Oh, okay." I was like, "Dang, what did I say? Because sometimes I do say stupid stuff, but what did I say?"
Gosh, if that would have been me, I would have been like, well, I'll go pack my stuff.
Which one was it? Who caught?
Exactly. So he goes, "Well, things like you had... described to a person you're talking to that homosexuality is a sin, and that you were concerned because you didn't want people living in that lifestyle to die and go to hell." And so I kind of sat there for a minute, and I was like, "Uh-huh." And they were like, "That's it." I was like, "Okay, it is my belief system that that is a sin. However, I never was condemning anybody. I just said exactly what you said. You know, man, you know, God loves you guys so much. You know, God loves everybody. But my thought was, you know, I wouldn't want anybody to die and go to hell just for practicing something that I believe that they can change, blah, blah, blah."
So what they say, the suspense is killing me.
So pretty much that was the end. They told me, you know, what are you going to do going forward? And I said, "Well, maybe if somebody wants my opinion, they shouldn't ask me for my opinion."
Mm-hmm.
It was actually the employee I was talking to who went and complained to my supervisor in the HR department that I was making harassment.
How is this supposed to cheer me up?
Buddy, this is not a cheer up story.
I'm waiting.
No. But hold on. I'm getting there.
Oh,
hang on.
Steve, are you getting angrier?
This is not a microwave. This is like a crock pot. Hang on.
God. So, I don't know. My crock pot runs for a good 11 hours.
Dude, I can't rock it like that. We have a pressure cooker for a reason, man. Just boop, boop, 20 minutes, done. So, get me through this.
You know, ultimately they said, "Hey, you know, your job is fine. It doesn't sound like you were making any harassing comments, that you were just explaining to somebody your opinion." But afterwards, I just thought it was kind of cool because never in my whole life has that ever come against me like, "Hey, I actually get to be, I guess, for lack of better terms, kind of quote-unquote persecuted for what I believe." And I just thought that was really cool. And I was like, I left the office and I was like, "Man, thank you, God, for allowing me to be in a position," because in no way did I have any malice, you know, while I was talking to the guy. Even that one day, I was just like, "Man, here's my concern. God loves people, everybody. In his eyes, sin is sin, but, you know, the world has totally blown this thing out of proportion. But here's my thought on it."
He's totally redeemed.
And so, and when he asked me, I was like, "Are you sure you want my opinion? Are you sure you want my opinion? Because you might not like it." And it turned out he didn't like it. But anyway, I just thought it was a cool story. I just thought it was a cool moment for me because that had never happened to me before.
Thanks for the story, anonymous caller.
Yeah. Thank you for the story.
Yeah.
Just call me Hank.
Hank.
Thanks, Hank.
Thanks, Hank.
All right, guys.
Thank you very much. All right. That story.
You feel better?
You know?
Yeah, do you feel better?
I'm just
sometimes
tired.
Guys, you just have a bad day.
You feel better, buddy?
Oh man, that story.
Did I get you through?
I feel so much better, guys.
Well, if that's all it took, why on earth has it taken this long? Why don't we play that right when we started the show?
I know, right? We should have.
Or no, yesterday. Or no, this morning when you woke
no
up. You
could have played that song. I'm not in that bad a mood.
You know
you
what
guys
we need to do.
Hey, this reminds me of anger management, where he's like, you need to calm down. He's like, I'm calm.
Listen,
we need to play a song. This will help us out.
Oh okay, my gosh, good, this is a Christmas song. I see that face. I know what that face is. That's the worst song ever. Don't turn up that.
Why isn't it playing?
I don't know.
Good, because God
playing
is on my side. That's why it's not
but
playing.
It's in we're the trying thing.
Mitch, don't you come in here. Oh my God.
I found it, buddy. Right. I found it. Oh yeah.
I was asked to sing this song for a Christmas.
I bet,
CD.
Man. That sounds cool.
Oh my God.
Tamara, this is what's going to help Steve O feel
10
better
years ago.
Oh really?
Tamara, in studio with us.
Oh my God.
Former star of American Idol, yeah. Star Search.
She made it all the way
Voice,
to Hollywood. She got
Dancing with the Stars.
Record contract.
America's Got Talent.
She got pushed.
X Factor.
I forgot about that one.
The Voice.
Superstar. Current, like, I was about to say front chick for Battle Drums. Would I get in trouble for that?
That's not.
Are you like the lead?
Yeah, I'm the only employee that's female, so I guess, I guess that would be right.
There you go.
On Battle Drums, all right, worship team.
There
that's
you go
true. We've got tons of really great singers that are girls. Females. Yeah. Female singers.
And your beard rivals Wiley, so that's good.
That's
man
pretty
I
cool
literally thought you just said, and your beard.
Yeah,
you did, Tamara.
Rivals Ryan Wiley.
He said,
your
and
beard
your beard. Hang on. You know what? It makes me really, really thankful.
Yeah,
it makes me
thankful
super thankful.
Oh my gosh, he's gonna play that by Kelly Clarkson. I
what
knew it.
This is a cover song from our girl Tamara.
Oh my gosh,
she does.
That's. Am I wearing a Puma hat in that one? I think.
Yeah.
This is my mom's favorite one because she thinks I do runs.
Well, it's
this
a really nice hat.
Thank you.
So I understand why that's her favorite.
Thank you.
All right, we got another phone call because apparently that last call didn't cheer me up enough.
Yeah.
So somebody else is calling. They say they have a story that's going to cheer me up, at least according to producer Mitch. It's all on you, girl.
Yep, it's all your fault.
Static!
Yeah, hey, so it's real quick. I just wanted to let you know, you guys had replayed a segment that you did a while back with God's Not a God Ways, you know, how God can never gives you more than you could bear, right? And you had said stuff in that segment, dude, that one of my buddies never tunes in, dude, ever tunes into your station. Not in a bad way, but he just never does. And then finally, he's like, you know what? I gave that Static Radio a try, dude. And I was like, really? He said he was listening to one of the pre-recorded segments that you had, and that just the you being by yourself, he said that he took it that you weren't trying to be fake or anybody else, but just your personality alone and the things you were saying. He actually called me up, dude, and asked me to pray with him so he could know God, dude, and get saved.
That's
so
really
this
cool
was just you being yourself, dude, and just rocking it out like you normally do, whether you're having a good day or bad day, and you were just being yourself, and it led to someone else's life being changed, dude.
Wow.
I just wanted to thank you and tell you, dude, today may suck, dude, but you're making a difference. All
thanks,
you
man.
Aww.
That's
really
cool. Amazing.
That's really
that's
good.
That's great.
Thank
I'm holding
so
my hand
that
out to collect
that
his tears.
That wins.
Hey, let me ask you this.
No.
Did he say anything about Mateo?
No.
Is there any?
No, all you guys. Dude,
throw
he
it out there.
Oh, no, it's
you
all
guys.
You guys.
Like,
okay, I get it.
That's, yeah, no, he truly loved everyone.
Good.
You guys are all doing awesome jobs.
Word. Thanks, man. Thank you for the call. That was amazing.
What an encouragement.
Oh, man. Amazing.
Ew, I had bronchitis and pneumonia when I sang this. You're actually going to play this right now.
Star Search, guys.
Ew.
Tamara, everyone.
There it is.
Ew.
Thank you, producer Mitch.
Was there a backing band?
This is live.
Like behind you?
You know what? I don't remember. I have so much bronchitis, I can't even listen to this. Ew.
Oh, God. I can't even breathe. All right.
No, what? But
I feel bad.
Really enjoyed.
Yeah, I genuinely, had bronchitis on this day.
No, that's cool.
Yeah. And it's the worst when people can post things publicly, like Google. There's 9 pages when you type in Tamara and my
salmon.
When you type in that,
Tam and Sam.
That's so funny. you really shouldn't have done that because now everybody's going to S A L.
9 pages of what?
Did you ever think of calling yourself Tam and Salmon?
Never.
It could have been cool.
Did I cross? That never crossed
my mind. I feel like big things. Big things. You would have made it to Hollywood and they would have said,
big things are coming.
They would have said, you got a beautiful voice. You got the looks. You got the moves.
Oh,
what's your name?
Gosh.
And you would have said, Tam and Salmon. And they'd have been like, yes.
You're gone.
You're through. Get in that room and take that award.
Simon really would have made fun of me.
Get in there and you're number one. Get in there, number one.
I would have been mocked by Simon Cowell big time.
So he was still on the show when you did it?
Yeah, it was his last year.
Nice.
Yeah, it was Simon. I had Victoria Beckham as my guest judge. I saw Ellen DeGeneres, you know, Kara. You know, dog. What up, dog?
Kara dog?
No, the other, you know.
What?
You know who calls dog?
No. Oh. No.
Randy Jackson,
okay,
man.
I watched that show the first season.
And you were done.
I really was. I was like, nah, this is...
It's
this
really
can't
intense.
Be good. This can't be good for the industry.
It's really...
And
it's
it was. Really,
and this
it
can't
was
be
not.
Good for the females of America.
This can't be good for music in general.
You know what's good for the females of America?
What?
Tell us.
I've got something for you guys.
What is it, Steve-O? Are we going to play a game with Tam or not?
We haven't had enough cheering up.
Yeah?
I've got something.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to hear it.
You do want to hear it. Come on!
I knew it. It was every time.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Bennett Skinner.
What?
He's 4 years old.
Oh.
He wrote a letter to a girl in his class that he really likes.
He probably really likes.
His mom posted this to Reddit. We have the letter in its entirety. Four-year-old boy.
Let's hear it.
Her name's Bailey.
That's cute.
Right?
Oh, this is cute. This is cute.
Bailey, will you please come to my house?
Oh, why are you reading it like that?
Read it like that.
Let's play together.
Let's play together? Baby, will you come
I think
my
you're
house?
Pretty like a horse or a ladybug. I'm not sure which, but you should come to my house and eat cheeses with me. I love you, and I lost a tooth last night. I think I would like to do a magic trick for you and then let you watch me battle robots.
Oh, man, that sounds awesome.
That's...
Love, Bennett.
Wow. That's so cool.
Wow.
Guys, that's real life.
I have something to say about this song, though.
Did you do this?
Here's the thing.
Oh, no!
I'm so mad about what's her face when she's like, Jack, I'll never let go. And then 2 seconds later.
No, guys, it was 2 seconds
go.
To us, but it was hours and hours. it was for them.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know never meant hours and hours because when my husband vowed to me he would never leave me, I really hope that doesn't mean hours and hours later.
Look, we'll
sayonara,
see the movie.
Sweetheart.
We'll see the movie. We'll have to wait until the movie comes out.
It really depends on what happens, you know, with like the baby weight and all that. So,
I mean, I already have baby weight. I'm not even pregnant.
Hey.
Bring it on.
No,
oh,
ma'am.
My gosh.
No, you don't.
I need to
hit the
treadmill.
Look at me. Look at me. Once you've got baby weight up here, pointing to my brain, you've got baby weight everywhere. Think about that.
Oh, my gosh. That's such a great line.
You're welcome.
He pointed to his head.
Once you think you're fat up here, you are.
You know, in psychology, we call that a distorted self view.
What else do you call it in psychology?
That's what it's called.
It's because
love, man. Where someone could actually look at themselves in the mirror, and they only see what is behind
the eyes. Oh, body dysmorphia?
It's image. It's because love and all, it makes you do crazy things.
Oh
it
gosh.
Feels. I mean, it feels like
even,
a battlefield.
Look, can I be a little honest?
Yeah.
When Rose was holding on to Jack.
Yeah.
He freaking froze to her fingers.
Oh. Right.
And okay, let's just. I'm just gonna play Rose's advocate here.
Okay.
Okay.
Just want that diamond. You know how much that thing is worth at the bottom of the sea.
It's at the heart of the ocean. So she saw that there were searchlights, okay?
Uh-huh.
She saw that there were searchlights.
I got to make a choice.
And she couldn't physically pick him up. He was an icicle. She would have toppled into the thing and not been found and died and perished or whatever. So,
hey, you know what the moral of the story is? Don't make promises you can't keep. How about she says, you know what, honey? I love you. And when you die, I'm going to let go of you.
No, I think the moral of Titanic is you shouldn't gamble. Because if he wouldn't have gambled at the beginning of the movie, he wouldn't have wound up on that stupid boat.
You are so right.
That's exactly what it is. You don't. Mitch, you don't gamble.
Right.
Don't do it.
Right.
Life
Otherwise,
is a gamble.
You end up on the Titanic, crushed. Half of the team is gone.
Yep. The band keeps playing till the end.
Forever.
You're the guy that falls off the end and hits the propeller on the way down. That's my life. That's me.
That was painful.
I wouldn't have made it. I wouldn't have made it to that. I'm not going to go into this.
Painful? Oh, my God.
I'm not going into this with delusions of grandeur. I'm going to accept the fact that I'm not one of the main characters.
Don't gamble.
I'm propeller guy.
Don't
I'm
gamble.
A visual effect. That's all that I am.
What do you think propeller guy did to get there?
I don't know. But, you know, that doesn't mean I can't cut my hair like young Leonardo DiCaprio and pretend like I'm a featured player.
I just want to throw this out there. I was told 3 times before I came into this studio that Leonardo DiCaprio was in this room.
Oh, gosh.
What?
And then I walked in and Mateo was here.
Look at his hair. Just look at it.
Maybe we should post that on...
No! Just look at it.
Dawn, people are complimenting me and I don't know what to do.
Here.
I'm blushing.
Speaking of Leonardo DiCaprio, I've got a list from GQ.
Yeah.
Huh?
I don't even know what that means.
Well, I've got a list from GQ.
Like GQ magazine?
Gave a list.
For
and
what?
And just, you know.
Oh, of the guys.
Whoa, that was almost a whole New Kids chorus.
Whoa.
That's all you're missing. That was really close to, yeah.
I speak in perfect tone.
So that was good.
Jeez, Tam.
Wow.
Don't mess up in front of her, Steve-O.
Ever.
She's on battle drums. Don't mess up.
The least influential people of 2014, you guys.
No.
Wow, that's so sad.
The least influential people of 2014.
Just let him take his anger out, Mateo.
It's real life, guys.
Who are they?
Number one on the list makes me mad.
Who?
Because he shouldn't be on the list of least influential people.
Who is it?
Huh?
Keanu Reeves.
No.
Oh. Continue.
So good.
Scott Pilgrim.
No.
Michael Cera.
No, stop. No. No. Okay, now I need to find a song. Now I need to find a song.
Well, this is building the suspense. Tamara, how are you doing over there?
I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm hungry as ever.
I am so hungry.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I noticed that you found our Jesus statue.
I did. I noticed this porcelain
pale white Jesus over there.
Yeah, which, by the way, if you've ever seen Heaven is for Real, this is not what the little Colton says that Jesus looks like.
Oh, here we go. All right, Steve, I'll continue.
Least influential people.
Wait, Bono?
Of 2014, number one, according to GQ Magazine.
Say it.
Really?
Bono.
Least influential. Is it because of the whole backlash for the album thing?
Boom. Bono collaborated with Apple to strong-arm their new album into your iTunes library without your consent. And then Apple had to send out specific instructions for how to wipe that off of your computer.
Oh, gosh.
Songs of Innocence was an amazing record. Did you listen to it? You got it for free.
I didn't get it for free.
Yes, you did! Everybody in the world got it for free!
Gosh, that really frustrates me. I thought it was a game changer. I thought it was something really cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, if you don't want to listen to it, you just swipe it to the left and then it's not there.
Yeah.
That's all you had to do. And people were like, I cannot believe in this day and age when the music industry is tanking and I can go download free music and steal it from artists and then the artist tries to give me something?
I won't stand for it.
That's an invasion of my privacy.
Question.
If I want something for free, I take it.
Why?
I steal it. I don't get it given to me.
You better just jump in.
Did Taylor Swift remove some songs off iTunes?
No, off of
Spotify.
Okay, so does that mean they're removed off my iTunes? Because I bought the whole album, and now I only have 4 songs left in my iTunes from her.
You're okay. Steve, this is the Apple friend. He can fix it.
Nope, never mind. It's gonna unlock it all.
Okay. That is a
number one, apparently that pissed a lot of people off.
Yeah.
I guess this is in no particular order.
Look at this list. Huh.
Next up,
the POTUS,
our boy Barack.
No way, he's on number 2.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, that's rough.
Yeah. This is the quote from GQ Magazine. Why are you still on Martha's Vineyard? Missouri is burning. Putin is conquering Europe. The CDC is playing new Twister with Ebola patients. And U2 is forcing bad songs on everyone. Where is the president? That's their quote.
Wow.
Okay, I want to read the next one.
Wow.
This is dedicated to our boy Doug.
Oh, Dougie Fresh.
He helped us. No, I can't dedicate it to Doug. It's just Doug told me the most information about the story, but I don't want that to reflect poorly on Doug.
Oh, right.
He filled me in on the whole Donald Sterling thing. Doug does not agree with Donald Sterling in the least.
No, he does not.
But Doug was the one. Whenever I need, like, sports knowledge.
Yeah.
And it's funny because it's like Doug picks it up faster than anybody else. He just knows. He knows instantly what's going on, and he always tells me, and he's faithful. And so when Doug's not here and something happens in sports,
yeah,
I don't know what happened. But he always knows. Like the other night, Doug told me that Sting came back to wrestling, and that makes me really happy. Really happy. Because then I watched the video of it, and that made me even more happy.
Dude, the Police tag team is still my favorite. I love the Police.
They're pretty good.
Stuart Copeland.
No, gosh.
And it was like,
we're talking about WCW.
Okay.
Yep.
Another person on this list, CNN. They're still looking for that plane.
Oh, my gosh.
We can get better news standing at a bus stop.
GQ Magazine, everybody.
And again, commentary on that. Last night, when all that crazy crap was going on in Ferguson, you had the split screen of them showing, like, the president calling for peace. And then you had the other side, which was total anarchy.
Yeah.
And it was like, man, there's a lot of times where it's just like, they are riling this situation up and
doing it on purpose.
This is not helping in the long run.
Right.
Yeah. Not saying
you're
that
you're going to be a great dad.
No, gosh, are you kidding me?
That's a great idea.
Did you see Johnny Depp?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Johnny Depp is on the list of least influential people of 2014. And here's what GQ has to say about Johnny Depp.
Oh, no.
Here's a crazy idea. What if Johnny Depp played an actual human being? Like one who could plausibly exist in real life. Not a dude living inside the singularity. Not a rock star pirate. Not a surrealist take on Hunter S. Thompson. An actual person. Can he even do that?
Wow.
Yeah, guys, they were harsh.
I saw Johnny Depp in New York.
Mitch has a joke she would like to make.
Oh, no.
Oh, cool.
Johnny Depp is the least influential person of 2014 because he was under the influence at those awards.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mitch.
Get out.
Thank you,
I get
Mitch.
It.
That cheered me up. I don't know about you guys, but I feel great.
Just get out.
I'm stuck.
Gosh.
I get it. High five.
Yeah.
You should probably leave.
Gosh. Oh, man.
I couldn't resist.
On the list,
it was beautiful. The
least influential people.
Am I on that list?
Just about to say.
Where am I?
No, you're totally influential. You just influenced me to never make a bad joke again, ever. Because I see
dang,
what happens.
Dang, dude, they are angering people. GQ,
it's good.
They've got Bono, Barack Obama, Donald Sterling, Roger Goodell, Stephen A. Smith, CNN, Johnny Depp, Suey Park. I don't know.
Wait, no, I remember that name.
They Twitter activists.
Yes.
They begin a movement
Yes.
Shia LaBeouf on the list.
Why? Why is Shia?
They said enough with celebrities excusing their weirdo behavior, like, say, wearing paper bags over their heads by claiming they were conducting some kind of sociological experiment about humanity.
Humanity!
Get out, Shia LaBeouf.
So there's a big old thing about
and
him that
like,
he became
whoa,
a Christian.
Whoa, 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 whoa! Yeah.
Whoa, did
whoa,
he really?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Did he really? Hold on, let me call his heart.
Only Jesus knows that.
That's
let me
right.
Make a quick phone call to HEAVEN.
Wait, do you?
Wait,
how? It seems like everybody on this campus has Jesus' phone number. I don't have it. How did you guys get that thing?
It's 777.
Oh.
No, wait, that's when I won
the
lottery.
Is that
the
area code?
You know, most of New Mexico, you could probably just look in the phone book and you would see Jesus everywhere since you are in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Hey, and you know what? That's a great commentary.
Jesus.
On our state.
Thank you.
Jesus is everywhere.
Who's the most influential? Hey, Debbie Downer.
I don't think we have a most influential.
We don't. Don't look at me. GQ wrote it. Robin Thicke's also on the list.
Oh, good. I mean.
Come on.
Why?
I don't know. Oh, my gosh. Did you know? Okay, he reportedly cheated on his wife.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote that album.
Oh, shocker.
Named after her to get her back. Literally titled the first single, Get Her Back. He sold 530 copies of the album in its first week in the UK.
That's
530 copies.
Wow, dude.
Also, which is also the equivalent to
divorced.
Zero.
Also still getting divorced.
Yeah, she said no.
Okay, but this is also the guy who was like, oh, my wife is so secure, and when I have naked women on my YouTube videos and in my music videos, she totally gets me.
Right, yeah.
And now he's getting divorced.
Yeah. Mm. Sadness.
Hmm. Note to self. Let's think file that away,
yeah,
gentlemen.
I deleted all my YouTube
videos. Nothing, gentlemen, about that.
But, and you know what, Steve-O? They were good quality.
Thank you, man.
And I thought the artistic direction was interesting.
Because it's all about the art.
Also, not only did only some of my Taylor Swift's songs leave, all of them left.
Okay, I'm going to help you.
We'll figure it out.
I will help you, girl.
We'll figure it out.
We got your back.
They're gone.
Do you have... Okay.
They're gone.
No, I'm not doing this on the air.
Okay, good. Later.
Gosh.
We'll do this
later.
Well,
we got to go
like
anyway.
17 seconds from now. It's 9:57. We got to go.
That's right.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless
all
y'all.
Of you.
You know, God bless us, everyone.
All of you.
Great
enjoy
day
your Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Mm. Tell them, Tam.
Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Gosh.
Man, we didn't have time to get to the battlefield, so don't worry. Next week, we'll play it in its entirety,
We've
probably.
We've got it pulled up.
Yeah. Yep. Thanks,
Good
Sam.
Luck with that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, gosh. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the podcast, mystaticradio.com/mornings. Mitch is up next with all of her awesomeness.
Booyah.
Until tomorrow, it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.